Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if Gaudi Pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
On today's Part of My Take, we have the NBA draft, Matthew Fitzpatrick, a Mount Rushmore that I think is one of the funniest Mount Rushmores he's ever done, with our good friends Joey and Pat from the Out and About podcast, the Mount Rushmore of straight things that are low-key gay. We have Goodell. We have Kyrie. We have Stanley Cup Finals. It is a huge show, like a sneaky huge show for a June show. And then we have Firefest to wrap it all up.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take, presented by Visible. Go to visible.com/pod, get unlimited single line wireless for as low as $25 a month. Today is Friday, June 24th. You ready for this, PFT? A little hezzy. Hey, the Detroit Pistons are back.
They are.
I love that pick.
Hey, they're building something up in the North, Big Cat.
They're
putting something together.
So NBA draft, Paolo gets picked one. We have to talk about what Woj did, the insider trading that he did. Crazy. But and we can talk about whatever pick we want to do. But the main takeaway, I know this sounds crazy to say, but think Jaden Ivey falling to five because Keegan Murray goes four to the Kings. Jaden Ivey and Cade Cunningham, they're building. You fuck with that? Because let's build.
Dude, it's going to be something in a couple years. I like it. I don't know shit about basketball, but those are two good players that they got. Also, Paolo Banchero, he went first overall. Credit to Coach K for going out on a high note right there. I can never like really tell with some of these players. Like, you go to a team like Orlando that's just dog shit. To me, they're like probably 5 years away from being any good. So I don't know. When is an appropriate time to do a redraft of players? I feel like it's after like 3 years or 4 years.
I'd like to do one right now.
Okay. Redrafting. I actually think that the Thunder nailed it. I think that Chet goes too, just because a guy named Chet in Oklahoma City, that plays.
Chet is going to be a perfect fit in Oklahoma City. Not from even a basketball standpoint, just from a life standpoint.
From a Chet standpoint.
I was a little upset that his father didn't have the video camera. Felt like a great moment for him there. He should have had the video camera, but he did have Chet's dad is like, I just want, I'd love to actually have Chet's dad on the show. He had like a ponytail, looking like maybe a Silicon Valley guy who made billions in like the 70s and just hasn't changed his look. I love that guy. Jabari going to the Rockets, another great, like, what draft talk. I love draft talk right after we draft, because everything's a good pick, right? Right now.
Well, except for whatever the Knicks are doing. That's all I truly understand. The best part of draft night by far is just Stephen A. Smith getting more and more progressively despondent about the Knicks. I just want like a solo cam on Stephen A. Smith, like hanging his head further and further down.
Well, and the Kings,
the Kings. Yeah. So the Kings taking Keegan Murray was everyone thought it was going to be Jaden Ivey before they went. I like Keegan Murray. I think he was really good at Iowa, but the Kings are just the Kings and they keep doing Kings stuff.
Off that stat with the Kings, how every single year,
yes,
the player, the team after the Kings pick drafts an all-star.
It's
a trend. They had to keep up with that this year. And Detroit was going to get a great player even before the draft started.
Yeah. That's why Jaden Ivey going to the Detroit, the Pistons are back. Also a great part of the draft was Perk just trying to pronounce anyone's name. One of the greatest ones when he compared, I can't remember who he compared him to who he was comparing, but it was to OJ Anunoby. I probably fucked that up, Jake. You can give me that, but he called him OJ Anunoby. So like a combo of Ginobili and OG. What can you give us a full pronunciation there, Jake?
I'm double checking right now. Anunoby. OG yeah. Anunoby from Indiana. Yeah.
But Perk he's leaning into it. He doesn't fucking care. He's just like, I'm just gonna go all the way into this and I'm just gonna mispronounce. Remember last year when he Moses Moody, like he got stuck in a time warp trying to get that name out. Perk makes me laugh. Like I saw some people being like, it's disrespectful, he can't get the names right. I want to be entertained. There's only so much you can say about every pick being like, this is a great fit. This is a great pick. This guy has length. This guy can do everything. He can play D. He can shoot threes. Just give me someone mispronouncing every name and I'll laugh.
It's fine. If the guy's like really Southern, like Kendrick Perkins is, then you can mispronounce anything and it's funny. If it's like a Northern accent mispronouncing stuff, then it's like, whoa, that's unprofessional. But when it's Perk, it's like, that's kind of what you expect that from Perk. And then you expect him to say, carry the hell on afterwards.
Exactly. So one of the big questions I had about this draft is Woj. So he's insider trading, right? Like he just completely insider traded this entire draft. So if you missed it, Woj tweeted at 8:40 this morning saying that Jabari was going to be the first pick, I believe. And basically everyone, Paolo Banchero went from minus 200 to plus 300 to be the first pick. And then obviously Paolo becomes the first pick and Woj, I assume, just cashes in on the other side.
I mean, you're allowed to do that. There's no law against it right now. So like as an information broker, so Woj has opportunities, right? Woj could go work for a gambling company if he wanted to, and they get all the information first. Or Woj could take less money, stay at ESPN, and then profit like a motherfucker based off all the inside information that he's getting and like little frosting, little icing on top of the cake that way. And I think that's what Woj is doing. And as far as I understand, I'm not a finance guy. Our finance guy is suspended from the podcast right now, but I feel like that's completely legal.
Yeah. I mean, it is, but it still pisses me off. I didn't lose any money. Like I didn't bet it, but if I had, I would have been opening up a lawsuit that, you know, class action lawsuit, doing one of those commercials that comes on late at night being like, were you harmed by Woj's tweet for the 2022 draft? Because we're going to sue and we're all going to get like $16 back.
Permission to go off real quick.
Yeah.
I kind of fucking hate the NBA draft.
Why?
I hate like this, the little details behind it. I hate how it's like, I like the picks. I like when teams are making picks, the guys go up, they put their hats on. I don't like that sometimes they make them wear the hat of the team that drafted them, even when they get traded like immediately. I don't like that part. But I like the theory of players advancing to the NBA, seeing what teams are getting what players. But the NBA has convinced sports fans to do algebraic equations to understand what the fuck is going on. You have to be kind of nuts to understand it. It's like the Hornets shed a two-way expiring contract to the Thunder via the Trailblazers in exchange for the protected rights of the Knicks second rounder from the first round play-in tournament victory. There's too many rules. They make people like have to follow these little breadcrumbs and know all the shit about the contracts to understand exactly what's going on in these NBA draft day trades. And it pisses me off.
Well, it's similar in the NFL where the salary cap just isn't real. So it's like whatever's reported, just figure it out the next day. The reason why I'm not like huge on the NBA draft is, let's be honest, every NBA draft, what is there? You know, maybe four, like all guys who are going to make an all-star team, five guys that are making an all-star team. There's another like 10 guys that are going to be decent players, some role players, but like, it's not, you know, there's a lot of the majority of the guys in these, in the two rounds of the NBA draft are not going to be in the NBA in 3 years.
I think you're wrong. I don't think that it is like the NFL draft. I think there's way more rules in it. It's not like the NFL. There's way more
salary cap.
There's way more rules though about like conditional things that have to happen and picks that they've acquired via some other team from another thing. It's too much.
About like protected picks and stuff.
Yeah, all that. And the way that they get moved around, like right after players are drafted, that part pisses me off.
You know what? I think your gripe is really that Oklahoma City has so many picks that like, it just confuses everything.
That and like everything that happens between the Nets and the Celtics. We still haven't figured out who won that trade yet.
Yeah.
There's
still some picks left. But yeah, the Thunder, like, so the Knicks, people are mad at the Knicks, right? Knicks fans are very upset, I believe.
They're upset because it looks like they got, from my understanding at least, I don't know, it's been a while since I've taken calculus, but it looks like they're pissed off because they got rid of Kemba Walker, essentially his contract. They didn't want to have his contract on the books so that now they can go pursue what's his name from the Mavericks? I forget who they're looking at from the Mavericks.
Luka Doncic?
No, a free agent. So, yeah, Luka, that would be a good trade.
No, probably Jalen Brunson, I think, is a free agent.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson, that's a guy. So they are like getting rid of money so that they can go after this guy that they think, that the Knicks think is going to be good. But everybody's like, what the fuck? Why are we doing this? We wanted an actual like impact player right now. So
right.
Knicks fans.
Yeah, but they benched Kemba at the end of the year last year.
Anyway. Knicks fans are just always going to be mad about something. And this is we're mad about this of the night for Knicks fans.
Yeah. And I do think there's a frustration anytime you have a pick and then you trade out of the pick and you're like, I want the new shiny thing. Which we should talk about. Yeah. Johnny Davis to the Wizards.
Yeah, buddy.
Unite us.
Big cat.
Doing the fucking right fist.
Power handshake meme. So, I want to give a little behind the scenes because I have some insight into the Johnny Davis pick. You might recall from Wednesday's Part of My Take. I told you if he gets to 10, the Wizards are taking him. So what happened was Memorial Day weekend, I was down in D.C., right? I went to the Old Glory rugby game, the MLR game in D.C. I got introduced to John Thompson III, former Georgetown coach, son of Big John Thompson. And he was there. He's working with the Wizards now in player development. I was probably like 7 to 10 Coors Lights deep at the moment. And so I got introduced to him and I said, John, I got two words for you. Johnny Davis. That's the first thing I told him. And then he looked at me, he goes, what do you mean, Johnny Davis? I was like, I think he's a good defender and he can score at the basket. And he looked at me and he goes, I swear to God, he goes, you sound like you really know your basketball. And I was like, I do. I know a shitload about basketball. He's like, he's not going to be there at 10. I was like, well, if he is there, you got to take him. He's like, we plan on it. We intend to. So in this scenario, I might be the homeless guy that told the Cleveland Browns to draft Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. Well, so you basically were like, when he's like, you don't know, sounds like you know your basketball, you should have been like, I went to one college basketball game this year.
Yeah.
It
was Johnny Davis. Well, I mean, to be fair, I have been watching Johnny Davis for a couple of years, mostly because you have the Wisconsin games on all the time. And I have liked Johnny Davis a lot. So as somebody who's historically apathetic about the Wizards, this is as close as they've come in like the last 7 years to making me care about the team.
Johnny Davis. You know, I'm going to be rooting for him. So I love it. And then the Bulls took a dog. That's all I care about. The Bulls took a dog. Dalen Terry from the Arizona Wildcats. And I just like all the tweets are him just talking about how if they do a redraft, it's going to like in 10 years, it's going to be different. And shit like that, just quotes that are just dogging him.
He said the reason he's in my redraft number three.
Yeah, he said his reason for coming out after his sophomore year, I haven't played basketball since I was 2 to be a college player. Dog.
Got that dog in him.
He's got that dog in him. And I don't know, he's just going to play some defense, be a wing. As KD said, wings rule the league. We just need wings. Just get guys between 6'6 and 6'9 and hope that it works out eventually. Also, our good friend Tom Fornelli, his player comp for Dalen Terry was Draymond Green without a podcast, so he won't be distracted.
That's good, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know, four rings.
Are you one Draymond Green away from a ring?
I'd say so. I'd say that's just a piece. What if we just built it? What if the Bulls built a team out of only Draymond Greens?
I would watch that game, actually. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And they would probably have, they'd probably take number one spot away from us in podcasting.
They would probably just collapse the Bulls because they wouldn't have a team because everybody would be suspended.
Yes, that's true. Just
they would hate each other. Draymond Green would actually hate playing on a team with himself.
Yeah. Well, when he sees Dalen Terry, it's going to be like two dogs barking in the window at each other.
Be a great Jake, podcast, though.
As our college basketball expert, any thoughts, any nuggets you want to drop on us?
All the Duke guys are going to be a bust. They can't win when it matters most because they lose when all the pressure's on them.
Wait, but hold on, Jake. Hold on. How many Duke guys went in the first round? Three or four?
Four.
Four. And I think the first round's still going on. And UNC must have had, what, like four or five guys go in the first round?
They're all going to exercise another year and try to run it back.
Oh, so game.
They're going to
They're going to go lose again and not win the national championship. That sounds fun.
Duke sounds had like all these just lottery as far as... picks. So they should have won it all. UNC. Yeah, and they should have beaten UNC in their last home game ever in front of Coach K, and also because he's never going to go to Cameron ever again. And also the Final Four game they played against their rival UNC. Did they win that game?
Right. You would think that. And they were the number one overall seed, so they were favored to win by seed. But I guess maybe they were checked out because they wanted to go to the NBA. They didn't want to win it for their coach. So I don't know where the blame goes there. But no, they did not win it all. They did lose in the Final Four. They did send out their Hall of Fame coach out with a loss to their
Jake, you know rival. You know what's crazy is that the New Zealand Breakers had more first round picks than Syracuse.
Yes, they did. But the Bayheims, they're in New York City. They went to John's at Bleecker today. So who's the real winner?
I'd say the New Zealand Breakers.
I don't know.
As governors.
Yeah. Did you guys see the Wild thing? I won't forget the Wild thing this time. Jaden Ivey's mom played in WNBA, and there was a picture I tweeted of him as a baby and her in the WNBA jersey, and the reverse is them hugging in the green room, and it's wild because now he's in the NBA. She was in the WNBA.
That is wild.
That's wild. That's wild.
Oh, yeah. That is wild.
Nikola Jovic just went to the Heat.
Damn.
Heat culture. Oh, this kicks ass. The team that he played for, Mega Mozart.
Love it.
What a cool name for a team.
By the way, Dalen Terry just tweeted Chicago was good with a bunch of O's and D's, and then used the Demon Time emoji. So that's a dog.
Dog.
Is Johnny Davis a dog?
Johnny Davis is a dog.
We got that dog in us.
For sure. He never smiles. His Johnny Davis' scouting report is he literally never smiles.
Good. Don't smile until you win a championship. Nope. That's your reward. And not until your dynasty.
How great would it be if the Wizards, like late in the second round, just took Brad Davison?
It would be awesome. That would be so sick. Just turn into the baby Badgers, baby.
Out of nowhere.
That would be incredible. No, like, can you imagine so the Wizards is just an objectively dog shit name for a team. Can you imagine them winning an NBA championship and it's like, congratulations to the Wizards?
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
You'll storm the Capitol, one center.
That's good. Good job, Jake. Let's keep the politics.
Jake is on fire. Damn.
BFT. One more thing.
Wait. You can't make a bad joke and be like, I knew that you'd like that one.
Well,
no, that plays, actually.
Yeah, that does play.
I never make bad jokes. I just make good jokes you guys don't get.
Yeah. Half the internet believes that.
Right. Specifically, Nuggets fans are about to learn that Christian Brown is not Braun, and they're going to be like, what the heck?
We should throw out the bonk on our friend Stephen Che, who's very horny for Christian Brown's mother, which – I feel like that's a relic of like internet 1.0 when we just like, damn, this mom is really hot. I guess it still plays. I mean, you know, It is the NBA draft. You kind of lose interest after the first like five picks. So what else are you going to do besides ogle at like family members of the draftees?
Well, it goes back to the days of like the blogs that would be written the day after the draft. Who really won the draft? Christian Braun's mom.
Fly Joe.
By the way, how about Paolo's suit?
Oh, it's nice.
The all purple?
All purple. A lot of nice suits today. A lot of nice haircuts today. Yes. Really cool haircuts all around.
Yes. I don't know what else we have in the draft. I mean, it was
top going arena, not center. So the joke doesn't even apply.
Jacob.
Jake. You were feeling hot detail. Yeah. After the Duke joke. Yeah. You went for it.
Tough.
You shot your shot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look. Any other draft picks that we should talk about? Shaedon Sharpe. That's I'll tell you what, if you're a Blazers fan, Shaedon Sharpe, like I actually love taking a guy like that just to be like, he could be the greatest player of all time. He didn't play college basketball, but that like any guy who everyone's like, the ceiling is incredible. Why not? You at least get a year to think that he might be that guy.
Yeah. Jalen Duran, he got traded. Like Woj and Shams kept going back to back saying he was going to like a different team. Then he would go to a different team after that. And it all happened right after they played the clip of him saying how much he loved Friends. So yes. I tend to believe that every GM saw that was like, fuck, get this guy out of here. This guy sucks.
Yes.
And then another GM would find out that, oh man, I got a Friends lover on my team. Got to trade him. Had him like three times within the span of 5 minutes.
It's got to be the highest of Benedict has ever been drafted.
Ooh, can we get a quick fact check? Also,
was Arnold conscripted or was he volunteer?
Who?
I don't know.
That was a draft joke about Benedict Arnold. I was trying to one-up Jake.
You did. You, because Jake's joke was incorrect.
Yeah.
We were very close. I heard Russillo mention this on his podcast, but
that was a good one.
We almost broke the streak.
I love the 15-second Hank delayed joke understands. Those are the best.
we almost broke the streak. Chet Holmgren was very close to going one. He would have been the first white American since 1977. Drafted one overall in the NBA draft.
Is that Larry?
Maybe next year, guys. No, there's a guy named Kent Benson.
Kent.
Maybe next year.
Old KB.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Literally KB no swag.
Who could forget?
Old KB, Kent Benson. So we were close.
We will reach that mountaintop.
We are, when it comes to the NBA draft, 1-1-1, we are a minority.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe next year. 1977 is crazy, though.
That French guy's going first overall next year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but good NBA draft.
2024, that's our year.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Call your shot. I'm going to say
it. Let me look through the McDonald's All-Americans right now.
I'm going to say in even 50 years. Give me 2027.
If you could actually bet on it, what do you think the over-under amount of years would be? I think it's probably like over-under 30, the next 31 and a half years.
Yeah, a billion? I don't know.
McDonald's All-Americans.
Give us a quick breakdown. Jake, plug lacrosse this weekend, Saturday night, right?
Yeah, Saturday, 6 and 8:45 Eastern time, ESPN Plus. If you're around, would love for you to tune in. Should be a lot of fun.
No. If you don't tune in, you're a fucking scumbag, and I want you dead.
Yeah, Jake's going to show off his crotch in the live broadcast, and you're all dead if you don't watch it.
There we go. So, yeah, should be exciting. I think we're having a Barstool Sportsbook boost on the games as well.
All right, I've got our guy. You ready?
Marsh? Is it going to be called the Marsh?
I think it's still the Rabel.
Oh.
I mean, it's up to change, probably.
Okay, so the guy that's going to break the streak, I'm calling my shot right now. He's going to go to Kansas, and his name's Grady Dick.
Ooh.
I just sent it to the group chat. Look at the official picture of this guy. There's no better shooter in this class of McDonald's All-Americans than Grady Dick.
What year is he's a McDonald's All-American this year?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Grady Dick, I'll give you a backup.
Okay.
From Maine.
Okay, let's not get carried away with the white
class of 2025, Cooper Flagg with two G's. He's the third ranked overall high school player right now. 5-star, 6'7" kid from Maine. There we go. We gave you good options there, folks.
Oak Cruz.
It's also funny because none of these high school players have pictures. And then I saw Cooper. I was like, okay, that's our guy.
Yeah. But the Brady second round doesn't matter at all in the NBA draft, right?
No. No.
Ever?
No.
When was the last time there was a good second player?
Oh, it's Flag with two G's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Flag with two G's. That's what I said. Yeah.
I mean, there's been some good players, but like it's a very, very low percentage.
No, there's definitely been some very good players in the second round. It's just, yeah, there's a shitload of players that just are, they don't even make the team because it's not guaranteed contracts in the second
round. Big case Arito.
Chris Middleton was second rounder.
Jimmy. Or no,
Jimmy was not. Yeah. Nicole, the MVP is a second rounder.
I forgot about the Quesarito, yeah.
Yeah, the Quesarito. I'm trying to think. Jalen Brunson, who we talked about, was a second rounder.
Marcus Saul.
Can I just plug real quick for Hank Taco Bell? I had the Crunchwrap breakfast thing the other day.
For me, thank you.
Holy shit, that is good.
You never had that before?
No, first timer over here. And my God, my life has changed forever.
Forever.
It's my 1-1 fast food breakfast item across the map.
This is how dated it was. I had like one of my most popular vines was me vining at Breakfast Crunchwrap when it first came out.
Hell yes.
And do numbers?
Compared to my other vines. Yes.
What do you guys think about Jabari Smith's fit in Houston?
I don't know. It seems like there's a very active roster they got going on over there. I think
it's solid fit.
You say A plus. I'd say he's an A plus on talent, A minus on fit.
Why? I had the other way around. He's more of a catch and shoot guy. If he can add the like shot creation into his repertoire, I really think that he's going to be A plus as a player and still an A plus as a fit.
Yes. All right. Let's kick it to ourselves. We have an unbelievable show. Rest of the show, Matthew Fitzpatrick in studio, guys. Firefest, we have a Mount Rushmore that I think is one of our funniest ones ever. It's straight things that are sneaky gay with Joey and Pat, and then we're also talking some Stanley Cup final. Now,
that's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Some other sports. Stanley Cup final. We had another overtime. We had the Kadri goal that was, you know, the most anticlimactic goal because it was on the road. It reminded me right away of the Patrick Kane goal where it gets stuck up in the net. Only a couple people realize it went in. And the Avalanche, the best words in all sports, the cup is in the building.
Yeah, it's coming home.
The cup is in the building.
I'm pretty excited for my Avalanche bet. I'm feeling comfortable about it because this does feel like a game 7 now.
Yeah.
I
think it feels like a game 2.
No, this is a game 7.
Because the Avalanche can lose or like it doesn't really matter. They're going to win this series.
This is game 7 for the Lightning.
Yeah.
And it's a game 2 for the Avalanche.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, last night I'm actually starting to get confused about the Lightning. Because the thought entered my head, are we sure the Lightning are good? Or do they just have Vasilevsky, who is the best goaltender in the league by a comfortable margin? Any other team, any other goaltender that was playing last night with that Tampa Bay team, like the score would probably be like 5-2 at the end of regulation. It was insane, some of the saves he was making.
He was crazy.
Standing on his head.
Yeah, and you could feel like that. There's no worse feeling if you're a fan of a team in the NHL playoffs and you're in the overtime and you're just like, there's nothing we can do. They staved it off for 10 minutes. It felt like the Avalanche were just living in their zone. The Lightning are good. I think we're also finding out, like, there's the tread on the tires, not only just from playing 2 7-game series this playoffs and the Avalanche kind of coasting through the West, but the accumulation of 2 cup runs, the Avalanche just look like the far fresher team.
They're faster.
Far fresher.
Sometimes it's simple. Even if you're not a real puck boy like me and Big Cat, sometimes you watch the games, you don't understand how they're cycling the puck and the different substitution patterns that they're using. Mm-hmm. Unlike us, we see that. But even people that are just casual hockey fans look at it and they're like, well, the Avalanche are just much faster on ice skates than the Tampa Bay Lightning are.
And you've seen the Merles, who's with the Spit and Chicklets crew, I was watching a period with those guys last night, and he was saying that he talked to someone that basically the Lightning's big adjustment has been, if you've noticed, they're basically flipping the puck out of the zone every time they're in the defensive zone.
The forecheck was too strong.
Well, instead of trying to gain possession and like go forward, they're just basically saying, let's play 50-50 pucks in the middle of the ice instead of, you know, letting the Avalanche gain up all this steam and come downhill constantly on us.
Well, what it was,
it worked for one game, and then last night it obviously didn't.
In games one and two, they just couldn't get the ball or the puck out of their end. Sorry, a lot of times we call it a ball. It's like next level stuff.
Yep.
And the forecheck that the Avalanche had was too strong, so they said, fuck it, let's just clear the puck every single time.
They're flipping it.
Yeah, we'll flip it down the
right in the middle.
Down the field.
Yep.
And then we'll go retrieve the ball.
Just a nice little coffin corner.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
just right along the boards.
So the walls, I
think we call them the walls.
The walls, yeah.
Yeah.
The sidelines.
Yeah, the sidelines, yeah. Yes.
And then at the end of the game, there was that anticlimactic moment where I just wanted the horn. If the horn had sounded, then it would have been fine, but there was no horn, and then everyone stood by the net, like staring at the puck in the back of the net, and they were like, I don't know, is that a goal? The puck's back there.
And I thought it was a goal. I felt like it went in, and then by everyone else's reaction, I was like, wait, it didn't go in.
Well, everybody else on the ice, they just like swarmed the net, and there were some guys on the Avalanche. I think Kadri even went to the side of the net and started swatting at like an imaginary puck that was on the ice. And then I got very confused by that. But you saw a bunch of Lightning fans. Even I think the Lightning coach after the game said,
John Cooper said,
it stinks.
Coop dog.
It stinks to Mr. Cooper said after the game, it stinks to lose like that on a blown call.
Yeah.
And kind of said like they had too many men on the ice is what he was implying.
Which they did.
But they did. But then, if you go down that road, the Lightning had 7 guys on the ice to the Avalanche, 6 on the ice.
They were right along the boards. They were saying that, it was clear that they had a full 6, not someone, you know, in the middle of a line change. I don't know. I agree with you. Like, if you try to dissect every single second of a game, you know, it's a tough call to make, and he wasn't part of the play.
That's kind of what I like about hockey, though.
Yeah.
Like, the first goal of the night, Kemper's helmet came off, and then the Lightning scored after the guy's helmet came off, and then they like took a look at it, and some people were saying, "Oh, that shouldn't be a goal." And by the letter of the law, if the helmet comes off, they're supposed to stop the play. It's over. But it was kind of like in the same motion,
right?
And so the refs were like, "That's a good hockey goal."
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, I get that. I love that about hockey. Sometimes they're just like, "We're going to ignore the rule book because my eyes told me that's fine."
Yeah, play on,
play on. Let the boys
play
settle
off,
this on
play
the
on.
Ice.
Yeah. Wayne and Garth just playing in the street. Okay, so we have what game? Cup in the Building on Friday night. There's nothing better than the Cup in the Building. Like, if you're not watching the Cup in the Building, come on. It's the Cup.
The thing about the Cup is whenever some team wins it, if you root it against them, the ceremony afterwards, like how happy the guys get.
It's the best.
You're like, man, I love these guys.
What a team. And the way they do it, like where, you know, the captain will lift the cup, and then he'll make sure that the second guy is usually the guy who's been there the longest, or, you know, the grizzled vet. And it's like, the announcers will like explain the story of, oh, this is why this guy goes and this guy, and it's great. There's nothing better.
That's one sport where I would actually appreciate it if the owners raised the cup first. If they handed the giant-ass Stanley Cup to, like, an old, frail owner, and then that guy had to skate around the ice holding the Stanley Cup. The videos that we would get out of the falls would be all time.
It would be incredible. Okay, speaking of owners, segue. How are you feeling about Dan Snyder and Roger Goodell going in front of – who do you go in front of? Congress? Who do you go?
Yes, Texas? Congress.
Congress?
There's a bunch of clowns in Congress that were trying to make names for themselves. I was hopeful. I was hopeful when the news was announced that Roger Goodell was going to testify under oath. I was like, oh, that's going to be good. But like everything else in my life with Dan Snyder, I'm just resigned to the fact that he's going to be stuck on my ass like a dirty, hairy mole.
Yes.
Until I die. And he's going to outlive me. And then my kids will probably be also outlived by Dan Snyder's children, who will inherit the team. And we're going to go 5-12
mm-hmm.
For the next 150 years.
No, 5-13. We're going 18
We're going
games.
18 games.
We're going 18 games.
Nothing really new came to light. There was, before the testimony, there was another report that came out of a settlement that Snyder made with a former employee. He's not going anywhere. I've got my straw. I still am down to one straw, and it's a pathetic, tiny, chewed up looking straw. It's one of the paper straws that's been inside a margarita for like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. It's dissolving, but I'm not gonna. Nothing good is going to happen. No.
And the thing that always shocks me, because I know people were mad at Goodell, because he was like, I can't oust Dan Snyder. People were like, you're the commissioner. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, was doing exactly what all the owners wanted him to do yesterday, and that was to sit in front of Congress, take bullets, and look like a buffoon, because his job is to be the shield for them. And they are his boss, not the other way. I think sometimes people get confused and be like, Roger Goodell is the boss of the owner. No. The owners own him, and he owns the players.
Yeah, it's actually genius what the NFL has done by setting it up this way. Because if you want to get the real answers of why Snyder is still an owner, you have to get 31 rich guys into a room at the same time, and women, and ask them,
Virginia.
And Mark Davis,
yeah.
And you ask them, why is this guy not fired yet?
And then
they are all like, well, we don't have all the right information.
And the real answer is, well, one, he knows where all the bodies are buried, and two, he's an idiot, and we like having an idiot sit at the poker table.
Yeah, it's great.
That's like, that's pretty much the honest truth about all of this.
Like, he is the mark.
You think Jerry Jones wants Jeffrey Bezos owning the fucking Washington Commanders? Hell no.
Dude, Jerry Jones loves Dan Snyder.
Yes.
And he immediately cozied up to Dan Snyder because he's very manipulatable. Is that a word?
Yep.
Manipulatable?
Facts.
Hank, did I pronounce that right?
Fact check, yes.
Okay, thank you. And yeah, he likes having that mark there in the division. It used to be their biggest rival.
Why wouldn't you?
By having Dan Snyder around, now he doesn't think about the Washington Commanders anymore.
Yes.
So Snyder's never going to sell the team. I'm going to die unhappy with my football legacy, and that's kind of where we stand at Part of My Take.
Yeah. All right, other news. Let's stick with football. Texas
is back.
He also
lied about not knowing Dave.
Yeah, he could get – that would be an incredible story if he went to jail for that.
He should.
Perjury. He perjured himself.
Yeah, which Roger Goodell going to jail because he lied about not knowing Dave Portnoy would be an all-timer.
You know what would be funny? Roger Goodell should have been like, yeah, you know, after looking through the last several months of what's been happening with the Commanders, I've decided to remove Tanya Snyder mm-hmm. as owner of yep. the Washington Commanders, and we're bringing back Dan
That's
Snyder.
Real change.
Yep. I don't even think I saw this guy brought up, but Dave won the charity auction, which he then, you know,
correct.
Shut down.
Yep. Correct.
He's basically acknowledging that he never knew
correct.
He was offering
he should be locked up.
A seat for charity.
Yeah, lock him up.
Lock him up.
Lock him up. Yeah, so the other football news is Texas is back. Arch Manning has made his decision. I just love college football fan bases so much because obviously Texas fans are very excited. I also just took like a quick look around the internet and there's a lot of people coping being like, he's not going to play for them. Like you think that's actually his final decision? I don't know. Yeah, I do.
Well, Arch,
I do think it is.
Arch Manning's going to get on campus and be like, whoa, Quinn Ewers. I didn't know he was going to be here. You never told me about that. Okay, I guess I will go to Ole Miss.
And then there was a lot of people who were like, yeah, Arch Manning's a bust. He just has a good last name. Okay.
I'm kind of in that train, but just for the takes.
Yeah.
You got to zig when everybody else zags, and he hasn't shown me that much of an arm. He's like running over little kids in his high school games. But it's a good move, I think, for Arch Manning.
Yeah.
I think if you look at the choices that he had, Georgia would have been a good choice too, but
he had no bad choices, let's be honest.
This is like – it's. Austin is a fucking awesome city.
Yeah.
It's a great place for a college kid to be, and he gets to
play in the SEC.
Play in the SEC, build up his own name in a massive college football town that has nothing to do with either his dad or his two uncles.
Yeah. I like it. Because if he goes to Tennessee, if he goes to Ole Miss, if he goes, like, you know, there's a lot of expectations and everything feels a little bit more heightened. Now he gets to go to Austin, and they might not be in the SEC by the time. Like, I think it's 2025 or 26, but I assume Texas and Oklahoma will be in the SEC before the Big 12 deal is up. Either way, I would imagine he's going to play at least a season in the SEC, and that had to have played into it that Texas is now part of the SEC when he made his decision.
He's probably not going to start his freshman year because they've got a stacked quarterback room ahead of him. So
he's starting. He's a fucking stud.
Quinn Ewers, I think, is going to be starting when Arch Manning is a freshman there. They're probably going to redshirt him. But I'm already looking forward to 2025, Texas at Ohio State.
Yes.
Arch Manning will be the quarterback. I'm pretty excited about that game.
Yes. Hell yes.
That's
put it on the calendar.
Put on the big calendar.
Yeah,
on
that one.
It's going to be sick. But yeah, I think it's a good move for Arch Manning.
Yeah. Yeah, he had no bad options.
Did you see the picture of the entire Manning family out to dinner the other night that Eli tweeted out?
Did you see Peyton's eyes? He had my eyes.
I think Eli photoshopped. I think if you zoom in on his eyes, he used the pen tool to make his eyes black.
Yeah.
On him. It's pretty sick. But
the Manning family, like a country club.
They're all wearing the exact same shirt with the same logo,
same shorts,
same khakis. Yep. They're like if the Bush family was just a dynasty and selling like really expensive life insurance.
Yeah, Vineyard Vines. They started Vineyard Vines.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is. And then last, which is not surprising whatsoever, Kyrie Irving wants to get out of Brooklyn. Who could have seen this one coming?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Back
what
to
a
Boston.
Shock. Yeah. What funniest places for him to go? Boston 1, Lakers 2?
Lakers 1.
Yeah, Cleveland 3?
Lakers would be very funny.
Lakers 1, Boston 2, Cleveland 3.
I think Knicks would be good, too, just because he'd be here.
Also, it'd be funny if he went to, like, Sacramento. That'd be the
smartest thing for him to do.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
Yeah. Charlotte. He would look good in Charlotte.
He would. I mean, anybody looks good in those colors, yeah. I think.
And then now KD, too, it feels like that could be up in the air because the report was that he's closely monitoring the situation. I think KD will be on the Nets this year, and then next year is when he'll be like, I'm out.
That means KD's just like refreshing Twitter at a faster pace than usual.
Yes.
He's paying attention to every move.
He should just go back to the Warriors.
He should come on and talk about it.
He should come on and talk about it. We just continue to get alpha'd. But you know what? At this point, KD, do you think KD is afraid to come on the podcast because of the fact that we're the number one sports podcast and he's got a little bit of a reputation of, you know, joining the best?
He doesn't. That's what I was saying. We have to win something before he gets on. We haven't won anything yet.
It feels like that might be why he's avoiding us.
I think that it's new media, Big Cat. You just don't understand new media. It's like me and Big Cat are new media.
Yeah.
Hank's old media.
Mm-hmm.
Like all these executives don't understand what the kids are doing these days. Draymond actually told Scott Van Pelt, I'm new media, you're old media. I actually fail to see where the line is drawn there.
Yeah, new media. I think new media is just players having podcasts, but I don't know.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it's great. But sometimes. There's some players that have podcasts that don't say anything because they don't want to.
Well, I'm happy that they're able to have a podcast so that they can walk a mile in our shoes, see how hard it is.
Correct.
Like, step into the arena, KD.
Yeah.
KD is like, he's kind of the Skip Bayless for bloggers and podcasters, where he sits there and just takes cheap shots at us all day long.
Yeah, like thinks he's better than everyone.
Step into the arena and prove yourself.
Please. We'd love to have you.
Jake has already turned down Kyrie Irving to the Net or to the Heat.
Oh, that's not Heat culture.
It's not the culture.
No, come on. I'd be shocked. Yeah, no, that's not Heat culture. Okay, let's get to our interview. We have Matt Fitzpatrick, who just won the U.S. Open and broke our hearts. Very funny interview in studio. And after him, we have one of my favorite Mount Rushmores that we've ever done with Joey and Pat, the Mount Rushmore of straight things that are low-key gay. And we will finish up with Firefest after all of that. PFT, you had a quick ad.
Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, we now welcome on a very special guest. It is U.S. Open champion with the trophy, Matt Fitzpatrick, in studio. First of all, congrats.
Thank you.
Incredible. Do you want to do the hard questions or the easy questions first?
Let's do the hard ones.
Okay, so you ruined my son's third birthday on Sunday. and I was thinking about it. So we had a lot of money on Will, and you completely ruined it for us. Yeah, so like tears, everything. It was he'll awkward. Forever remember how horrible his birthday was because of you. I was thinking about it. Maybe you just give us the trophy. If you give us a trophy, I think we could say we're
good. Get you a replica.
Okay.
I'll get you a replica.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll make up for it. Yeah. So, that's my gift to him for his birthday.
It was a thrilling tournament. Obviously incredible, like the shots you made. Have you replayed the 15th hole in your head yet? Where it's like you obviously had a tee shot that wasn't the best, but you get a great lie. And it's like, you know, you played great, but you also had those moments that, you know, the ball went your way.
Yeah. And it's funny. I mentioned it a few times that this year, I feel like I've had a couple of chances to win and do well and just not had the luck. And I think kind of that said it all. I actually said to my caddy when we got up there, I was like, this makes a nice change.
Yeah.
So yeah, it definitely, you know, definitely got lucky and managed to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So your caddy, it was a big story. It was his first major championship win. You guys obviously have a good relationship. I saw some of the clips behind the scenes of him telling you to like speed up when you're out there playing.
Yeah.
You guys obviously get along really, really well together. That's great. I'm curious to know what the process is like for selecting a new caddy. Is it word of mouth? Is it somebody just like suggests him to you, or you guys like have a couple pints in the bar and you hit it off and then you drunkenly plan like, yeah, I need you on my back. Yeah, I got you.
There's a few different ways. I mean, the way that me and Billy ended up working together, he'd split with his last player. I'd split with my last caddy, just kind of coincided. We could work together basically, but, There's loads of different ways. You know, you go out with guys and think, oh, well, you know, he's a really good caddy, and some players end up poaching that caddy, and or it's kind of, you know, you're set up by other caddies who your friends work for. And so, yeah, it's a range of different ways. But for me and Billy, it was just the timing was just really convenient.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was an incredible moment because, obviously you win it and you have emotion, but he had double the emotion.
More emotion,
yeah. And I mean, were you just so happy? I would assume obviously you're happy for yourself because it's an incredible career achievement, but was there a part of you that's like, thank God that he's finally won one?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what he's definitely saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been like his thing for so long. And he never really talks about it, doesn't really talk about it often. He had a moment a few years ago, quite a few years ago now, where it's kind of in his players' hands and it didn't go the right way.
Yeah.
And Billy said himself, I saw in an interview he's given since, he said that he ended up crying basically all the way home. It was like a drive home, and he was just in tears on the way home. He was just devastated. So for me to be the person that wins it and he's on the bag is pretty awesome.
Now, the other shot that we have to talk about, that shot from the bunker in 18th. So when you hit the tee shot, are you like, oh man, I fucked this up?
Yes.
Like, you where's that going through your head? Like,
yes,
God damn it.
I just said to the foreplay boys that all week me and Billy had a bit of a disagreement on the 18th tee shot. I wanted to hit driver and he thought 3-wood, but he went with my opinion and that was fine. And for the first 3 days, I played it in 2 over par, which is pretty shitty.
Right.
Get to 18 Sunday, and I've got a 1-shot lead, and he's like, "I think it's 3-wood." I'm like, "Okay, I'll go with it." You know, I changed my mind, and
wow.
But I was 100% committed to the shot. Like I bought into it, and it was the right club, and I just didn't hit a good shot, and I was just like praying for a good lie when I was getting on the way.
So wait, so you're saying like if that goes against you, right, and you don't hit that unbelievable shot from the bunker, Billy Foster he's crying again in his car because it's the 3-wood that was
quite possibly,
yeah, like
quite
that's,
possibly
that's incredible.
Yeah.
So then when you get to the bunker, I mean that was an insane shot. Did you, like, when you hit it, were you like, I got that? That was exactly what I wanted?
As soon as I hit it, I was like, literally, I was like, thank God. Like, that was unbelievable. Like, it came out perfectly, and everything about it was perfect. It was always moving towards the flag, and it always had enough, I knew it was always had enough distance. And but before it, I wasn't actually, like, shitting myself before I hit it. But, like, it's not a shot that I particularly enjoy. It's not a shot that I've hit well this year. I've not got a good track record with it. And to have it when I needed something the most wasn't really appealing.
Yeah.
So to hit the shot that I did, yeah, it meant the world.
And now did you think that Will was going to miss the putt? Because, I mean, I'm a terrible gambler, so I was like, it's over. And then it was just more painful than I even imagined with how close it was. But to be honest, like, in your heart of heart, were you like, I think I got this.
I'm a numbers guy, and on the screen it said there's a 25% chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would give him 50% chance on that day because I thought he put well that day.
Not by my analytics, but we don't have to get into that. Yeah.
But So I genuinely thought 50-50. Yeah. I would say I thought 50-50 because I thought he'd putted well all day. I thought, you know, he'd hit a great shot in there. He saw my ball and I gave him a good line. And I was shocked that it didn't turn more. I thought my putt I hit was a really good putt because I had that putt back in 2013 when I played the US Amateur there. And I seem to remember it moving a lot. And after it didn't move as much as I thought. So, yeah, when it stayed high, I was pretty happy.
So walk me through what happens because you want to be polite. Golf is a sport of manners, right? So he's putting to send it to a playoff, to a two-hole playoff. You're watching him hit this putt. You want him to miss. You want to win the U.S. Open. But at the same time, you have to think to yourself, like, I can't celebrate like too much if it looks like it's not going in, right? So what was going through your head? How did you even think about like suppressing how happy you needed to be when you missed that putt?
Yeah, Billy said to me, you know, be prepared for three extra holes. And I kind of...
Wasn't it two?
Oh, yeah, two. Sorry, yeah, cat, yeah, bad, yeah, yeah.
You would have been crying for that, too. Where you're like, you finished the two holes. You're like, all right, let's go
yeah,
to the third.
Yeah, let's go.
Like,
no, done. No,
it's
no, one more, yeah.
Come on, Billy.
But he coached you up. He was like... Just mentally,
be ready, yeah. Just be ready, you know, to play. And part of me, again, I'll be on it, like 20% of me was like, yeah, you know, you're right, you're absolutely right. But 80% of me is like, I think that's it. Like,
yeah.
And it's a weird feeling because obviously you're watching, it's in someone else's hands now all of a sudden to make or break it. And the putt missed. And of course, I didn't want to start running around fist pumping everywhere. I kind of turned to Billy and say, you know, you probably see me on the broadcast. I was like going, Billy. And he was already like blubbering or whatever. And Billy tells a lot of great stories about his old boss, Seve Ballesteros, one of the golfing legends. And Billy always says what Seve used to say was, you son of my bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went over to him and I went to Billy. And he's like still got, and I'm like, we did it, you son of my bitch. So,
that's great.
So it was, yeah. When it out, I gave him a hug, and then went made sure I shook Will's hand and his caddy's hand, and then after that was it. It was like all hell broke loose.
It's incredible. Yeah. What a moment for you. Like that's your whole life. I would imagine has been leading up to a moment like that. And
yeah,
I can only imagine like the outpouring of emotion that you have.
Yeah, it feels 10 million times better than I ever thought it would. And sort of after I shook Will's hand, I went to find my family. My brother walked past me to go and shake Will's hand. My dad walked past me to go and shake Will's hand.
Oh, I would hate that if I was Will. No, I would be so mad if I was Will.
And Jake would definitely do that. Yeah. We've got a guy on the podcast.
And then... I saw my mum first, and she wasn't crying, which I was kind of, well, kind of, which was surprised.
She's like, I'm finally proud of you.
And then and then I come back, and my brother's, like, bawling, and that kind of set me off, and then, like, gave my dad a hug, and that set me off a bit more, and that was kind of when I was like, we did it. Like,
yeah.
We did it, so.
So you're also in the history books because you were, we heard it all day on Sunday, that obviously you'd won the amateur in 2013 at the same place. The only other person to do the same course, amateur and U.S. Open, is you and Jack Nicklaus. And it's crazy how much of like your familiarity with the course played into you being able to win this tournament.
Massive, yeah. I just feel like because I had success there before, I did feel like really confident throughout the whole week. I just felt I was so comfortable where I needed to go, what shots to hit, and I think that, yeah, I honestly think that helped massively.
Because it's one of those things, as viewers, they beat that storyline into the ground
a million times.
Oh, by
yeah.
Friday,
so we, yeah. So we're like,
yeah. Did you guess that I won the US Amateur? Yeah, yeah. Probably never mentioned.
Yeah,
it, yeah.
So we're thinking, like, did this actually help? But to hear you say it, like, it absolutely helps.
No, genuinely did. I think because, you know, knowing that I was saying to someone else like that. Hitting shots around other golf courses we play where I've maybe not, I might have played well but never won round, and there's still shots where you sort of have a bit, you're a bit intimidated by it. It's like, I don't feel comfortable with this, but there wasn't one shot out there that I felt intimidated by other than the 11th hole, and that is the only hole we didn't play in the US Amateur. So,
oh, the par 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were intimidated by it, even though it's like the shortest hole on the golf course.
Sand wedge, Love Wedge Sandwich, Gat Wedge Sandwich.
So you had no idea what to make of it.
And I played it in 3 over par.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I was sucked on that hole.
Yeah,
I got to admit, like, when you hit that drive at 18, though, I celebrated. I was so happy you were in that bunker.
Yeah.
I was like, I fucking did it. I finally hit a golf future. Yeah. Willie Z is going to bring it home.
I gave my son his birthday present at that moment. Then I took it away.
I think I said all-time choke job. I think I said that out loud.
Nice.
And then you came and hit. Would you say that's an iconic shot out of the bunker?
I've been told that, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's iconic. They should name the bunker after you.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be a nice plaque. No, I don't know what it is.
Did you thank the patrons for trampling down the grass there on the 15th?
No, I actually had someone just place it onto a nice bit of grass for me. So. I actually feel bad because I'm like always shout for. I didn't realize how far right it had gone. No one said it hit them, so
yeah,
I got away with it.
We were bitter, and it was because it is one of those things. Like I think if you talk to any champion of the, you know, U.S. Open or any major champion, like you have to be great, but you also have to get a couple lucky bounces.
You're
100%, like that's part of the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you got one, so it's pretty much illegal, and you should give us this trophy
or give it to Willie Z. So here's another hard question for you. The story goes, according to my good friend Paul Bissonnette, he's a hockey guy, but he gave me some golf background to ask you about. The story goes that you added 30 yards to your drive recently.
Pretty much, yeah.
So
yeah.
Did you pass the piss test?
Mm. Yeah, I did. I did one Wells Fargo, which was middle of May. So pass. I'm good to go. Clean.
So what, that was one cycle ago?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just eyeballing you down, right? You look like you're a steroid user. You got veins
100%,
popping out.
How'd you 100%. Do it, though? How'd you add that distance?
It's like a golf club with special weights called the Stack. It's like got different weights on it. You can change them. You follow an app program. It's like going to the gym, but for like swinging it faster.
Mm-hmm.
Done it for quite like a year and a half now, and it's made a massive difference.
Oh wow! So like a batting donut for baseball.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Where
on deck circle they put a big weight on it so that the bat feels lighter.
Yeah,
when you're in the box.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's another tough question on a par 4. If there's no water and you're just hitting putter the entire time, how many shots, if it's a 420-yard par 4?
Do I get to tee it up on the first shot?
Yeah, well, I go putter off the deck, but that's me. I'm built different.
Well,
you can do whatever you want.
I'm going to tee it up, so I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm probably making an 8.
Eight. Okay, that's what I said I could do too.
You're
so
a
you and I,
golfer who just won U.S. Open. Yeah. He can do an 8 as well.
That's I could do an 8.
Yeah, we'll tie. And then we go to playoff.
Yeah.
And then we get to use real clubs.
Yeah, I'm going to do steroids beforehand, so I'll probably outdrive you.
Can I count this? So I'm a Big Ten guy. Can I count this for a Big Ten championship?
Absolutely.
Even though you did one quarter at Northwestern.
Yeah.
That counts though, right?
3 months enough.
Okay.
One day's enough.
All right, so that's a Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that because that's a little solace in the fact that I lost all that money on Willie Z. You really hurt us. You really hurt us.
Deeply.
I think I might have said on Sunday's...
I'd say sorry, but I'm not sorry. So.
Yeah, I think I said on Sunday's show that someone from England shouldn't be able to win the U.S. Open. Yeah. I was lashing out.
That's serious. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand
that.
Would you trade this in for a claret jug?
Oh, good question, PFT.
Thank you. That's a great question.
Thank you.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, because we have a claret jug back here. We're going to see if you're going to trade
swap.
It in. Yeah.
It means more because you took it back from the U.S. It's like revenge for 1776.
Exactly. Yes. That's what it is.
It's coming home.
Yes. Precisely. Yeah. Yes. That's probably the only thing that might come home.
Yeah.
How would you rank them, though? Like, is the Masters...
I always have a tough time, really, because... I've always felt the U.S. Open was the one that I had the most chance over because it was always the toughest. It was always thick, rough, tight golf courses, and that kind of suits my game more. But going back to Augusta every year, playing the Masters every year, there's just something special about it. So I always tended to rank that number one.
Yeah.
Then I would probably have to go U.S. Open purely on that my game, I felt always fit there.
Yeah.
And then claret jug,
Okay.
And then PJ.
There was a putt that you hit. I want to say it was on 16. It was the one that was going downhill, the fastest putt of all time.
Oh, on 17.
On 17.
Yes. It was the fastest putt of all time, too.
It might have been. Because you touched it, you barely even tapped it. How do you even putt that? It looked to me like the thought process on your end was just touch the ball just as lightly as possible.
Exactly. It was. Because... throughout the day, I'd already hit so many putts, like 5 foot past, and missed the comeback. And my caddy was already freaking out at that time, like, what are you doing? And on that one in particular, given the situation, I was like, just get it down there. Just literally just touch it. And yeah, I was happy to see it like go to 2 inches and just tap it in and go to the 18th.
See, that's what I love about the U.S. Open sometimes. We root for the course at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. I love that.
Okay,
yeah. I love that. I love playing golf courses that are just insanely hard and just, you know, it's just a grind.
Was there ever any moment, though, you were playing and you were like, oh, come on, like, give me a chance. Why are you doing this
to me? There was two, and I don't know if, I can't remember if it was Sunday. No, it was Saturday. There was two pin positions, one on 13 and one on number 9, and they were like on slopes, and I was like, I love the USGA. Like 2018 Shinnecock was unbelievable when everyone was complaining about
Brooks.
The golf course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I loved it there. I thought the golf course was so good and the setup was great, but those ones on Saturday were a little bit suspect. They were like kind of slanted at an angle.
Yeah. Yeah. I read a headline that I was going to, you kind of duped me, because there was a headline that basically said you called your ex-girlfriend before the U.S. Open and got perspective.
No, that's not true.
Oh, it isn't?
Not before the U.S. Open.
Oh, when was it?
No, no,
It literally says that, yeah.
This was March, yeah.
Okay, all right,
yeah.
Because
I
was going to say you're a psycho for calling your ex-girlfriend, but then the actual story is that your ex-girlfriend has family in Ukraine and gave you perspective, so you kind of stole that joke from us.
That was in March. That was...
I wanted to be like desperate much, and then I kept reading the story, and it was like, yeah, some great perspective.
Well, that shows you.
Like, God damn it, Matt. You beat us every which way. Can't get one over on you. Sucks. Yeah. Man. So what's like, is this a launching off point? Like, what's your next tournament? Are you playing
next
weekend?
I'm playing the Scottish Open in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've got 2 weeks off. I'll go back to the UK on Sunday. Just take it all in for the next few days and figure out what's next.
I'm happy you're celebrating for a while, because I feel like there's a lot of times where guys win something and they're like,
and they're like back on
the
road. Yeah,
no, it's a huge moment.
I mean, I've got like, I'll enjoy this week and then I'll get back to try and practice the following week, but then I'll play two tournaments and then I actually go on holiday, so
yeah,
I can properly celebrate then.
That'll be great. How drunk did you get the night of?
I had one sip of champagne.
What?
Yeah. I was doing media till I didn't... Basically, my last bit of food was probably on, like, the 15th hole.
What'd you eat?
Banana bread.
Okay. Mm.
And...
homemade?
Yes.
Whoa, who made it? Your mom?
No.
Oh. No.
No, we had a chef for the
week. Okay, all right.
So that was the last time I ate, and then, like, I don't know what time that was, but, like, 6 hours later, I've still not eaten anything. And I know full well, like, I am the biggest lightweight of all time, and I don't really drink anyway, so I knew if I'd have had a drink, I'd have just been dead.
Yeah.
I'm saving it for when I go on holiday.
Okay. I had one last question.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
When he won the Fortnite Open, and we asked him like when the cash actually hits your account. So you won $3.15 million. Has it hit your account yet?
I don't know.
Check right now.
Also, how many more zeros do you think you'd have in that if it was a live U.S. Open that you won? Just something to think about.
Not sure. Don't care.
Is this guy from USGA? Yeah, he just gave me a look like, you motherfucker. Shut up. Yeah, you got to check your account. Max, I think it hadn't hit, and then he texted us when it did hit.
I think sometimes, well, PGA Tour, I think, is normally played on like a Tuesday, and it is a Tuesday, so.
Yeah.
You
okay,
got direct deposit
set up? Keep refreshing that.
It's not hit.
Oh, yeah,
get out of here.
Sorry.
Have fun being
it.
Poor for the
I
next
would just,
12 hours.
I would just be refreshing that forever. just hitting the refresh,
Do you have anything that you want to buy once it hits?
No. Not off the top.
See,
of
I don't like you because you're too likable.
Yeah.
You're too nice.
No, I don't like you either. I do not like you. You're too nice. You're a nice guy.
I ruined your kid's birthday.
Yeah, you did. No,
so
I'm,
I get it. It's fine.
I'm serious.
It's fine. No problem.
So whatever you want to, you know, give to me off that money when it hits.
It was Father's Day.
Yeah, it was Father's Day as well.
Even worse.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It was Listen, I told the story on the show on Sunday, but I had to give like a speech. Like we had family over for my son's birthday. I had to give a speech to everyone right around like the 14th hole.
Yeah.
Where I was like, listen, everyone lock in. Like it's Will Zalatoris.
Yeah, yeah. The like, good news is though, my dad had a good Father's Day.
Yeah, so, he did.
Yeah. I'm very happy
for
him.
The problem is my dad just likes sports, so he was like, you hit a shot. I can't remember when. He was like, wow, what a shot. And I was like, shut
no.
up. Shut the fuck up. Like, we're Will Zalatoris guys today. Like, you want to be in a good retirement home or a bad one? Figure it out. But yeah, this has been great. We appreciate it. You've taken a
Thank
little
you.
Sting off of it. We appreciate
okay, that's
that.
Good.
Because
yeah. That's good.
It's we actually, no joke, so when we're booking Peggy, who books a lot of our guests, great. She's a great part of the team. She texted us on Sunday and was like, do you guys want Matt Fitzpatrick? And I think I said, hell no. And then after like an hour, we're like, all right, well, actually, yeah, we should do this.
Yeah, I said, I think, I'll pull the text up. I think I said,
calm down.
I was so all mad. Right, okay. I was so
that's
mad.
Fine. That's fine.
Let's see. Like, get him out I think of here. Big Cat said, hell no. And then I said, well, he did just win the U.S. Open. So
maybe.
I'm going to say yes reluctantly.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to drag us to it. But no, this has been a fantastic interview. So
no,
we appreciate it. And congratulations.
Thank
again.
You. Thanks.
Yep. Congrats. Are Thanks, you a Fitzy? Did they call
yeah,
you Fitzy?
Fitzy yeah, okay. Fitz. I've got a few nicknames, yeah.
Okay. Fitzmagic?
Fitzmagic, I'll take that, yeah.
Okay, all right,
yeah.
You can have it. We lost our Fitzmagic, so.
Oh, okay.
We
did.
Yeah.
Can you grow a beard?
No.
Oh, maybe not a Fitzmagic.
No chance.
No chance. No, all right,
thanks,
no chance.
Matt. Appreciate
Thank you.
It, man.
Thanks.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started. I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Okay, Mount Rushmore time. We have our good friends, colleagues, Joey and Pat. Out and about podcast. Go subscribe right now. Tremendously hilarious guys. They've been doing like an incredible whirlwind. They were on Andy Cohen. They got the Pride Parade on Sunday, which I think as long as I don't have to walk, I'm in. So if I can be
we can get you a wheelchair.
Well, no, I mean
we can get you a jazzy deer. Just say the word.
I want to be in the truck.
You can be in the truck.
Yeah,
get him a scooter.
I'm in
Bring
though.
It back to the scooter okay, days.
I'm in for the Pride Parade. I also before we get into this I wanted to we're doing this thing where we're just going to see how many times after the NBA Finals we can bring up the NBA Finals to make Hank mad.
I love the NBA Finals.
So Pat is a huge Celtics fan. What do you think about the Celtics going forward?
I mean, we would have to get through Brooklyn again if Kyrie stays there. We'd have to get through Milwaukee again.
With Chris
Middleton. Those are
the two. So are you high or low on this young core?
I'm high on them. Okay. I'm high on them. I mean, we gave them the series, right? Experience beats youth in that situation. But we've now gained experience, so maybe next year
That's true.
Back and we win.
And yeah. Joey, what are your thoughts on the Celtics?
Well, I have a quite different opinion. Of the Celtics?
Yeah.
Of the Celtics or the Bulls?
You made that up. Trademark
I
that.
I made that up.
Yeah. Trademark that.
I like the green team. I didn't think there was any hot. Was there, I didn't like anyone.
You like Jason Tatum.
I like Jason Tatum. That was the only reason I watched that one.
And Pritchard, yeah. That little bottom, the white guy.
Yeah, I like Luka
white
Don.
Guy looks
I like
a cop.
Luka Don. Luka Donic.
Yeah.
Luka he's
Luka
not on our
Donic,
team,
yeah.
I don't care what team he's. I like that team, whatever he's on.
Yeah.
The Mavericks.
He's actually very good looking.
That's
yes.
the one I like.
Have you seen the new Top Gun?
Yeah, you don't think so?
No, but I just sang that song. Welcome to the danger zone.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on the dogfight football, how that stacks up to the dogfight volleyball.
You know, I've been very into dogfight football for many years.
Yeah. Play offense and defense.
Well, he's been a vocal
time.
Supporter for many years.
Yeah. Wait, you don't think Luca's attractive?
No.
The hair?
I don't want
the tattoos?
That gross Eastern European face.
That tattoos? He looks good.
You know, he's an okay-looking guy. There's just much better options. In the whole NBA, there's much better
okay,
options.
Okay, so...
I like
Tatum is here. Luka is like here.
Because I like Brooklyn Nets. You know why? Because I've been frequenting the joint, and they have a great setup. The food there is really good.
Carbone, right?
Carbone's downstairs. Yep. Love that. And the Crown Club
he
there.
He smoked a cigarette in the bathroom at the Crown Club there.
Which
that's awesome.
Drunk. Yeah. And I tipped the waitress. Like I was like Rockefeller. And the food's great there. There's great seats there. The store, the little boutique they have, has all different costumes
Pro
and
shop.
Outfits to buy.
Yep.
Love that store. So I love so that's the Nets are my team.
Okay,
because I like going to the place.
Yeah, it's a see and be seen place.
Yeah.
Okay, so last question before we do our Mount Rushmore. We're going to do the Mount Rushmore of straight things that are low-key gay, which I think I'm very excited for. I think it's going to be very funny. Pride Month overall. What's your guys' stance on everyone changing their, like all the brands changing their logos? I saw the Yankees did it today and everyone got very upset.
Well, I think that, Trish.
Well, I was just going to say it's interesting because I didn't notice part of my take logo had been changed. Which is actually good because that means you're not pandering.
No, we are.
You're more of an ally.
If you look at our logo year round, I'm giving Big Cat a big old hug.
Yeah. True.
How did you end up that shade of gray?
I don't know. Yeah, that. There's a few different shades that I have.
He gets swarthy in the summertime.
Yeah, and look, the other logo, you don't really know where PFT's hand is, and I'm holding a hot dog.
It could be low.
Yeah.
I'm fisting him.
Yeah. All right. And I have a hot dog.
So about what you're saying, to piggyback what you just said, Uncle Dan, I think obviously they're doing it to make sure that everyone knows that they're like inclusive. But the fact that they're forced, I think companies are forced to do it now, because if you don't do it, people will riot outside your place and say that you're anti-trans, anti-gay, you're anti-this. I think society forced it on people, because if you don't put it up, that means that you hate everyone.
You can celebrate it. We just don't want to see it.
I think it's fucked. I think no one should have it up. I think, you know, it should just be a thing that's known. Don't be a fucking dickhead to people that aren't like you.
It feels like we are on the path to that, though, where it's like, you know, even you think 10 years ago, it's, you know, we're getting to a point where it's like Pride Month doesn't have to be the big show because it's accepted everywhere.
No one should have to have a big video coming out saying, you know, like this. I don't care who the fuck you're fucking. Mm-hmm. Just be a good person.
Facts. By the way, I'm looking at that flag right now. Come on, guys.
I know. I just looked at it, too.
Damn.
We had that since year one, I think.
Yeah.
God damn.
But yeah, once companies like Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, like companies that build bombs, are like, we're going to make all our bombs
rainbow.
In the rainbow flag this year for inclusivity.
I think it's nice that everyone feels that the kids are feeling included, seeing how much hoopla is going around it. Yeah. I think that the youth, I think that's what everyone's doing. The pride parades for the youth. All this gay shit's for the youth, because now we're too old and fucking bitter. I don't care what the fuck's going on.
Yeah,
just that's
true.
Just don't get in my way when I'm trying to shop.
I've noticed in the last like 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever it is, that gay people in sports, it's kind of normal now.
Yeah.
Which is good. It used to be like a huge deal when like a former NBA player came out of the closet. It's like, whoa, holy shit, can you believe this? Mm. Now it's like, yeah, we probably understand that, you know, somewhere between like 5 and 20% of people in major sports leagues are probably just like the rest of us.
Yep.
And I feel like teammates now have no problems if a gay person like comes out of the closet as a teammate. They're like, great, good, awesome.
I just slid in Carl Nassib's DMs yesterday.
Oh,
really?
And we just had...
He read it. He left me on red.
Oh,
that's tough. He left me on red, too.
He curved you?
Or no, he read
every
back to me.
Every fucking gay in the world, when he came out, every queen came out the woodwork, following him, typing...
And his boyfriend looks exactly like you thought his boyfriend was going to look. But we just had Gus Kenworthy on our show, and we played a game of Pin the Tail on the Homo.
Ooh.
So he got to ask three people sets of questions, try and figure out who here at Barstool was gay.
Ultimately, it was Tommy Smokes.
Tommy Smokes, okay.
It was Tommy Smokes. It was very fun. Very fun game.
I like that. That is a fun game. I was upset that I missed when you guys did the stool scenes, which was also very funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Tammy, like I said, tremendously funny.
Tammy Smokes would be a great drag name for
him. Tammy Smokes.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Long smokes? Cigarettes like Virginia Slims. Maybe a Cruella DeVille.
In the Homer. Oh, yeah.
The 120s.
Yeah. All right. So let's do it. So you guys are our guests. So we will let you decide the draft order. So it's Joey and Pat. It's PFT and I. And then it's Hank, Bubba, and Jake over there. So it's three teams.
So... I tried to explain what a snake draft is to Joey.
I thought it was a sex move,
and I don't think I was very successful at it. So Joey, if we pick number one, then we have the last pick, right?
You pick one and six.
So it would go
five, six, yeah.
One,
six,
two,
seven. You would have.
It would go one, two, three. Four.
I don't think anyone's taking this, so I think we should go two.
Okay,
I think.
And who would you like to go one?
Them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Them.
So we'll go nice around the room.
I don't
so that's
think they're
going
to be as creative.
Hank, Jake,
no offense,
and
Jake
Liam
wants.
Are going to go one. You guys are going to go two. PFT and I will go three and four, wrap around, and then
so
you guys will go.
Use our good one first?
Yes. We're hoping that we can
which is mine?
It's the second one down.
This is a gamble. This is a gamble.
There's strategy involved.
If you guys
in
get the one that we have that we're going with second, I will be shocked.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I would agree. I feel like this is a pretty.
Here come the excuses. Yeah.
I love cocks.
Okay. fucking a man.
So I should be doing good.
Yeah, what did you think about Hank's tweet?
Oh, where he said fucking a man. He was such an ally this month that he actually had sex with a man and then tweeted about
you.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah. Live tweet. Yeah, live tweet.
Yeah. Oh. We'd like a live cam perhaps next time. But
the one that we're going with, we got to figure out a team name, Hubba Marsh. Is bodybuilding.
Oh, wow.
So not like weightlifting, but like the actual like spray tan. All you're doing is like just focusing on getting your muscles as tight as you can, wearing the tight thong bikinis,
flexing in the mirror, all that stuff.
Yeah, being like
those guys almost they get too big. Like it's weird. Like there's nothing wrong with going to the gym and you know getting your fitness on, but like when you're really just like flexing, spray tan, the whole thing.
You're analyzing different body parts. You're like, man, my legs look great.
Yeah. Do this one.
Yeah. And when you're looking at your competition, like you're just checking them out.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, that guy's got great chest, great abs, great arms. Like,
thank you.
I wish I had his traps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we're gonna turn it up a notch here, Hank.
Okay.
Go with number two. Why don't you read that out?
Two words, gentlemen. Double penetration.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rubbing what? Two dicks, one twat.
Okay.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That is.
Rubbing your
dicks
together.
That's a straight thing. That's straight. Oh, well, we DP'd this girl, bro. But both your dicks are together. That's the gayest thing you can do.
I have a picture I pulled up of, like, if you want
to mind showing them?
You did turn it up to 11.
Well, I wanted to make sure I had the right choice. That you weren't confused about what the actual thing we were talking about.
Airtight.
Yeah, airtight.
Yeah, airtight.
Yeah, no, we were saying on last show, like, it is weird, though, how there's certain guys that are threesome guys.
Yep. That would be,
gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
literally fucking your friend's dick.
We're looking at a picture, and you guys are right.
You're literally right. Fucking your friend's dick inside of a warm
crevasse,
a warm like a vagina koozie.
Yeah,
a VC, if you will.
Yes, spit roasting is like something that some straight guys are into. It's kind of weird,
and that's the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower, yeah.
Oh, we should have said that one.
Okay, well, we might still be on the board.
You could also take the actual building itself. I feel like that's sus.
Okay, so we'll go with our 1-1. I think we know it.
You'll
I'll
say it at the same time?
Yeah. Or I'll say it. No, we got it.
Wait, who's the leader of this team?
No, we actually had this. So it's
who had it first?
We both had it.
We
both came up with a list.
So why is Big Cat got to say it?
Okay. Oh, stop it, Hank. Stop it, Hank.
Here he goes. All right, so our 1-1.
Hey, Big Cat, I'm going to allow you to say it first.
All right, thank you, PFT. Our 1-1 is jerking off. So easily.
What? I thought of that one, too.
You're literally touching a dick.
Touching a dick.
You're giving a hand job.
Yeah, you're jerking off a dick.
Yeah.
Constantly touching it and it's not caressing, like
staring
caressing
at it, looking at it, caressing it.
You're gooning over it.
Yeah.
It's not a glancing blow. You've got like constant contact with it. And you know what? You get really good at it, too.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah, you know what you like.
You know what your dick likes.
You look forward to it.
Hank, you're looking at me with
I guess I'll let the panel decide.
What? You don't think that
you don't get it?
I feel like it's a natural thing, like your body.
No, I mean technically
it is.
Of course, what are you saying, that homosexuality isn't natural, Hank?
No, yeah. I'm saying jerking off, like that just even if you don't jerk off, like your body's gonna eventually just come.
Is that true?
For adults? I think
it's called a nocturnal admission.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a hand job from God.
Did you say nocturnal admission?
Admission? What is it? Emission?
Emission.
Could be admission.
All right, PFT, you go with our next one. I think we have a great list.
We got a good setup going here. My second one, I'm going to go with...
You are going to go with?
No, shut God, the fuck Hank, up, Hank. You're the worst. You're so bad at trying to split us apart.
Mm-hmm.
See,
we're lockstep right now.
Nice. The wise...
Right. Hank is upset because we smoked him in the first one.
PFT and I compiled a list of like 10 great answers.
Same.
So we can pick anything we want.
Okay, this is an easy
was
number
it five
two.
Each?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, number two for me, wrestling.
Fuck.
Yep.
Wrestling. Either professional or competitive, like collegiate wrestling, either way you want to slice it.
Or WWE. Like it's just, you know, it's a lot of straight guys being like, go choke that guy out.
Now?
Getting jump on him. Shirts off.
I'm a triangle choke you out from behind real quick.
Right. Rear naked choke.
Tap when you're about to pass out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Spear.
Yeah, spear you. Uh-huh. Yeah, like
spear
all that
you.
Stuff. Yeah.
Suplex.
Yeah.
The one where the guy gets behind you and then he like sits on your ass and then grabs your legs up? I think the Walls of Jericho.
Oh, that's a it's a X something. Figure 4.
The figure 4 leg lock. Yeah, that's pretty gay. X-Pac when he would just like bounce
Bronco
up
Buster.
And down.
The Bronco Buster. He would literally, the guy would be dead in the corner and he would jump on the ropes and basically grind his face in their face. Or grind his dick in their face.
Yeah.
Should we start a wrestling podcast?
Yeah, that's good.
We actually
have we have an opening.
One.
Yeah, we have an opening.
Well, we canceled one.
Canceled one.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. That made room for you guys.
We can offline about this.
Yeah.
Cool.
That would actually be great.
July 1 meeting.
If we brought back wrestling. Isn't that convenient? We had a July 1. If we brought back wrestling.
But it's college wrestling?
No, it's just. No, Brandon can do wrestling, but Joey and Pat have to be on the show.
It's called Aslin'.
And Brandon's just talking about how much he loves wrestling, and they're just sitting in the corner being like, that's gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we next?
Yeah, you're next.
So we had an iteration of wrestling, but we're not going to use it because we feel that would be too much of a piggyback.
But we should bring it up.
Honestly, can we bring it up?
Yeah, bring it up.
Yeah.
It was
Turkish oil wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
Please Google it. Please Google Turkish oil wrestling. You're literally fisting and grabbing guys' balls. Your hand is down the other guy's pants the whole time.
So they try and get in and like you grab and you wrestle.
Oh, yeah. This looks good. Yeah. It's just guys with their shirts off.
Turkish
oil. Do you see their arms down their underwear?
Yeah. Yeah. Turkish oil wrestling.
Their hands are down their pants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you guys are right on that.
That's. I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh, I did.
For many years. So, Joey, we either do this top one here or this one here. The very top or this.
Oh, no, wait. It's Hank's turn now. Oh, no, you didn't take yours. Yeah.
Top one or this, you pick. I think maybe the one that's highlighted.
I hope that there's like at least one listener who's listening who's like a little bit homophobic and hears us say their favorite activities.
Oh, yes. Wait,
what? Wrestling?
This one's very good, and it's a tale as old as time from the Greeks. Fraternities and hazing.
Yes.
Let me stick this funnel on my
elephant walk, ladies. Yeah. Right.
Let me put this funnel on my friend's ass and have him butt chug beer while I'm making sure that there's a secure seal on his fucking asshole.
Oh, that could have been one too. Butt chug. We're giving away so many.
That's Dana Beers.
Dana Beers for sure.
He just boofs.
Pounding beers in general is kind of pause.
Yeah.
So frats in general. Yeah.
Frats hazing. And hazing.
Here. Yep.
Okay.
Fraternity X.
Like knowing where all your buddies went to high school.
Yeah. Just like Joey said, that's the gayest thing ever.
The Greek alphabet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alpha Sigma Sigma.
The little dinner parties in their costumes, like their little suit and
togas.
The costumes. Oh my God.
That really is. It's like if you actually it's a funny thing. Like you know that comic. What was it? Garfield without Garfield.
Yeah.
If you did like frats without chicks. Yeah. You just like looked at all the pictures and you're like, okay.
And then they have to all prove that they're straight by having a formal.
Yeah.
Oh, get the chicks.
The ratio sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, I got breaking news real quick. Breaking sports news.
Oh.
Arch Manning has announced that he is going to play for the Texas Longhorns.
Whoa.
Texas is back. I knew that.
Officially back.
I saw that coming.
Joey's been saying that for weeks.
What?
Yeah.
From who?
Wow.
Per Adam Schefter at ESPN. Ever heard of him?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Hanks in disbelief.
I get
that's shocking.
It also shows that like the benefit of them going to the SEC, because I feel like he might not have picked that if he doesn't get to play in the SEC.
You would like Archie Manning.
Archie Manning.
Archie is like the grandfather, the patron of the family.
Archie, Peyton, Patriarch. Eli, and this is the younger one.
Oh, I love all
this. Oh, yeah, actually, Eli tweeted a picture of the boys hanging out.
Yeah.
That was very funny.
So 6'4"?
What do you think about,
God. Well, I'm a Gronk girl, tried and true. I would hit up the whole family, including the dad.
That's the whole family. They're all just dressed exactly alike.
I run a train on me.
Mannings.
Yeah.
The Mannings.
Line up, gentlemen.
It's Pride Month.
Hank, go ahead.
We're going to go with the Catholic Church.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah,
that is so good.
Shit.
The drama of the costumes.
Yeah.
The pageantry of it all.
Yeah, it's super.
It's theater.
Yeah.
They come in dresses. They're spraying water. There's smokes going on. There's candelabras.
They're singing. There's chorus. There's instruments.
Yes.
And at the very end of it all, there's
priests touching young boys.
Yeah. Yes.
There's
there's grooming, which there's nothing there than grooming.
There's ornate decorations everywhere.
Yeah.
It's really well decorated.
Yeah.
Lighting. There's a naked dude that's just like hung on the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sing-alongs.
Yeah.
There's sing-alongs.
Okay, great pick, boys.
Great pick.
Very good. All right.
And then we will go with, it's slapping the ass after a play, but basically just any celebration with your sporting teammates.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
It's a little bit over the top.
Yep.
Like if you remove the play beforehand and you just saw a bunch of guys, the way they're like celebrating or like hugging each other.
The dog pile at the end of the game.
Anything. The dog pile, someone hits a buzzer beater,
I think that's
interception.
Mm-hmm.
Every sport, you know, It plays.
Yeah. You get the interception. You go with your boys to the end zone, all standing for the camera, posing together. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Good pick.
We have a good one, I think. It's a little.
Is it our turn?
Is it our turn?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's sharing a bed on vacation.
10 guys in a room trying to save money in Cancun or fucking Daytona Beach,
mm-hmm.
all cozied up in the same bed.
Yeah. Well, 10 guys in a bed, yeah.
That's
yeah,
more of a fantasy. But, yeah. but that's what it is. Well, but can we take one back, actually?
No. I don't get the reaction. I think that's not how it works. Okay. Yeah.
Who knows? This
yeah.
year you can do
I mean,
anything.
There was this one, too. Man. This one is really
well,
kind of takes it
pick.
Up a notch.
You have another pick.
No one's taking this one. This okay. one is like, I didn't want to be too sexual off the bat, so I was like, let's slide this one in. And then the
wait,
last
what?
One we do.
You didn't want to, wasn't your first
Joey
one?
Joey just showed us a picture of two yeah. dicks in a vagina.
Well, this is actually, well, this
what
one
is more sexual than that?
Casey Smith's favorite.
Yeah. Wait, so you have another pick coming up,
but not
and
yet.
Also we do honorable mentions.
Oh.
So we can discuss everything that we didn't pick.
Okay.
So you'll have a
Should
chance
we do that
for that
one?
As well.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
There's one here. That's...
Next one for us. I think we do this PFT. This one.
I love secrets.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So our next pick is a quarterback under center. So not shotgun offense,
we
quarterback under center.
Pro-style offense.
Pro-style offense.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Putting his hands in, you basically,
the oh,
quarterback
yeah,
puts
the
his hands in the ass of
like,
the center.
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady has yeah. a very specific way that he likes his center's ass to be.
Yeah.
And so he makes his center put a specific type of towel, like, in his ass cheeks.
Oh. Actually?
Yeah, during the game.
Yeah.
And what does it do? It just creates more of a V?
It just it arouses him.
Yeah. It absorbs the sweat that's coming out of the asshole.
Yes.
Because... males yeah. naturally lubricate when Tom Brady is grinding underneath
yeah.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to put a giant ass towel in between their ass cheeks during games.
Yeah.
Ass towel.
That yeah. actually, you know what? Instead of changing your logo to a rainbow, why doesn't a team come out against homophobes and be like, we're only running pro style offense this year? No
that
shotgun.
That is something I would love to see in
yeah.
the NFL.
That would be nice. That
for
would
Pride
be nice.
Month.
Yes, yep. for Pride Month.
But that's why they do it in June because they don't actually have to do it.
I think we do this one last.
Well, that's obvious, though.
Which one?
Yeah.
That one.
This one.
That's
what we should have.
Yeah. I was going to go with the first one.
Okay.
You just pulled up. Right. So, the last one, being called a daddy or calling yourself daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Guy comes
that's
home.
Good.
Daddy's home. Hey,
daddy's
yep.
home.
Come
or
give calling your dad daddy.
She'll get erect.
Give
careful.
Daddy a kiss.
Yeah. Yeah. That's big time.
Zaddy. Do you know what a zaddy is?
Yeah.
Which is zaddy?
Explain a zaddy.
A zaddy is like a hot. Like a metrosexual great like Silver Fox daddy, right?
Right.
What about dada? Because like I'll come home and be like, my son calls me dada.
Stop.
And we'll kiss on the lips.
How long
that's,
is the
that's
kiss?
Not gay.
Oh, long.
Like I feel Brady like guys only do that to either their kids or to girls though.
Daddy.
Yeah.
No. Kids call their dad daddy
all the time.
Yeah. Daddy's home.
Especially like like daughters call their dads daddy all the time.
Yeah.
My siblings and I refer to our parents as mommy and daddy.
It would yeah. not be gay.
Yeah.
But we don't call them
daddy. No, daddy
I wouldn't say,
gay.
Daddy, can I borrow this? I'm like, dad, can I have this? But when we refer to our parents to each other, it's like, did you call mommy and daddy today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, daddy.
But you've also used daddy in the bedroom.
Several times.
Hank's doing a very bad job of trying to poke holes in this team.
He's killing
This team
us.
Is ironclad yeah. right now, Hank.
We're fucking
locked. We're airtight.
I'm just mad you got Catholic Church. That's like the
yeah,
greatest.
Catholic Church is the best pick.
Catholic Church
so
is the best.
Yeah.
Well, second best behind Jacking double off. Double penetration was very, yeah. very
What
strong.
About this one?
Which
okay,
one?
Okay, you guys go with your last pick.
It's very funny watching Hank's brain try to wrap itself around how jacking off could fit yeah. into this draft.
You're gonna think about it next
yes.
time you go uh-huh. to jerk off.
Okay, the last one.
This I don't is think I am. I think I'm gonna be thinking about girls.
Is that strong enough?
Sure. Think about girls, dude.
You think about girls yeah. as
I'm thinking about chicks.
As your hand is
penis?
Wrapped around your meaty cock. yeah.
It definitely is.
I mean, I guess there will be dicks in there, too.
You're literally making a cock come.
Yeah,
you're making yeah, a cock. Cum.
You're
gay. Yeah.
You're getting cum on yourself.
Yeah,
out of mention.
Cleaning out of your belly button.
Not if you shoot it right into your mouth, though. Throw the legs up over the top.
Take it right from the top.
There's
right.
two. There's a couple good ones. This one is also good too. Well, maybe that's an honorable mention.
That's not. That's homosexuality.
Well, it was.
That, we're not picking this, but he said lady
an
boys.
I was going to say the country of Thailand.
Okay, I'm going to say the scratch and sniff. Scratching
yeah.
your balls
yeah.
and fucking
oh,
smelling
yeah.
your head
yeah.
and savoring the fucking nutsack.
That's a great one.
Smelling. Oh, just like you can't keep wanting to do it.
Yeah.
Constantly. That's the gayest thing ever.
Yeah, there's a
after you made your, after you made your the dick come, now you're going to hold the balls, all that musk and everything. Just
you cuddle
smell it.
It.
You can't get enough of it.
The former,
you're cock hungry at this point.
The yeah. soccer coach from Germany, he was famous for getting caught on the sidelines. Yes. He was like a really like well put together guy, like very like he'd dress up in suits and stuff on the sidelines. And then he'd be out there and he'd have his hands down his pants and you catch him doing that and then he'd just take a giant whiff of his hand.
Yes. We all do it.
Oof. Yes. Do you?
It's true. Oh yeah.
Yes.
I've done it. I don't think I've ever
I don't think I notice when I do it though.
I would never do it in like a public situation probably.
Well, maybe at Goonfest.
What's Goonfest?
Oh, it's our live show on July 16th.
You haven't heard?
Oh, no, I haven't heard yet.
We're taking everyone's cell phones at the door.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds awesome.
But yeah, definitely that.
This is going to be a very... Okay. It's called Goonfest.
And then you're just driving away with them.
Yeah. Right. Selling the we're selling them in Chinatown.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm gross enough. Can I be honest? This is a safe place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I've actually taken my musky underwear off and held them up to my nose while I masturbate.
Joey. That's too honest.
Bro, you might be gay.
I might be.
Well, let's not jump the gun here.
Oh. I like it. So I took it the extra step.
You did take it. He does take it the extra step.
Hank's like, that sounds fine. It's like normal. What's wrong with that?
Hank's going to try that later.
You know, I do like smelling my balls, but that is a little
Who
bit.
Who doesn't like
We were on Barstool vs. America.
Well, I think that's what makes it gay. I think it gets gay when you're masturbating smelling your own balls. Right. You're getting off on the smell.
We were on Barstool vs. America, and I let him use my room to shower, and I literally thought to myself, my underwear is on the ground. He's going to smell underwear. It. And he walks back down, and he goes, your underwear was on the ground.
No, I would take, what's the one I liked?
The one who suspended.
Mulcahy.
Oh,
he
Billy.
He loves Fasoli. Can you believe that?
Ooh, really?
He's a big, that's rude. I can believe that. He's a very big Fasoli guy. He obsesses over Fasoli.
That's pretty mean, Pat.
Yeah, that was very, I love Fasoli, but he's.
I have fantasies about getting a hairball. And choking to death.
He'll walk by, he'll just go, oof, so those hairy. Legs. Get it?
Big Cat, just a real quick sidebar here. I know that we said that we wouldn't talk about him. What if we just loaned Billy to out and about for the rest of the month?
Oh, that would be
treat. We do need him for the parade. We need him on a jockstrap with glitter nipples.
I would like to see that. I would like to see Billy go all in on the pride parade.
Billy's at our table. He's
warmed up.
He's warmed up.
He was an under-center quarterback. He was a pro-style quarterback.
He went like this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was he? I feel like
he went like this.
Oh, he might have been shocked.
No, I think he was pistol. I think he was like curious.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
curious?
Right.
Yeah, he was curious.
Yeah, he was still working things out.
That was an all-time clip, by the way, with Big T, when he's like, no, I'm not gay, but I am curious. And then you guys just stopped. You're like, what?
Punishing Billy Football is gay. You're in the corner.
No, they're doming him out. They're doming Billy Football out.
True. You're right.
You
that
made Billy
true.
Be very sub for you. Like a good little intern.
If he's never going to learn, if he doesn't. Yeah. Oh, my God.
If he doesn't take his licks.
All right, Hank, your last pick.
Our last pick is using an umbrella.
Mm. Oh.
Ooh.
So you got that from somebody else.
Whoa.
Because they tried to give that to us, too.
Oh. I like mine.
Oh, from Bubba?
That was Bubba? Yeah. What do you guys think about using an umbrella?
I hate getting wet. I'm like a cat, so I don't think it's gay. Well, I am also gay, so I don't really...
I don't like using it because I don't like the schlep. I don't like carrying
around.
I would rather be wet than walk around with a fucking umbrella. Then you got to shut it, and it's tough to shut it because everything gets wet and everything drips down. It's the worst.
And you're like walking on the sidewalk, and you're trying to do the math of if you can fit past somebody while you're holding your umbrella, then you raise it half to lower. Just wear a raincoat.
I don't like using an umbrella because guys just try to kiss me all the time.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
When I have it.
We have another one.
Oh, these are honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions.
Eating dessert.
Yeah.
Very gay.
Yeah, any sweets, any kind of cupcake, any kind of pastry with a whipped cream topping.
Yeah, if you get
whipped cream is gay.
Whipped cream is very gay.
I'd say treats in general.
Fruit is gay. Yeah. Strawberries are gay.
Rim jobs are gay.
What about, you were saying eat a hot dog or like a corn dog?
Popsicle. Oh, yeah.
Hot dog, corn dog.
Yep.
Lollipop. Any foul is that?
Yeah.
On the left.
Leather.
Leather is gay.
Leather vests.
Yeah.
Guys in
vests.
Yeah, vests.
Oh, vests.
Guys in motorcycle
Wall Street
clothes.
Pros are like, what?
jock straps, obviously very
gay. Yeah, jock straps. Yep.
That was too obvious.
We asked Enrique, and he said jock straps.
Yeah, Enrique, right away. Enrique was like, jock straps.
Great list you guys came up with.
Well, we didn't use it.
Using a bidet.
Yeah, we didn't use
that. Oh, yeah.
We had that.
We had rim jobs.
We had every single part of taking a shit.
Yeah,
the pushing out, the cleanup process afterwards. Mm-hmm. Pretty sus.
What about dumping, like when a team wins and you dump water on your coach and it's basically like a wet t-shirt.
It's see through. Yeah, no, that's gay. Uh-huh.
Like
for sure.
In college, because they can't drink, like if they have a big win in basketball, they'll like run in there and everyone will just like pour water all over each other.
Chest bumps?
Ooh. Yeah, chest bumps. Okay. Sports taps, obviously.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Riding a bike.
Riding a horse.
Riding a horse. Yeah. Riding a cop.
Yes. Riding a cop. Yes. That's another one.
I'm sure we've all been there.
We had right?
kissing your dad.
Yep. Kissing your dad on the lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eiffel Towering.
Yep.
Your dad kissing me on the lips.
Shopping.
Shopping is gay.
Speaking. Boozy brunch is very gay.
Brunch, yeah.
Brunch.
White wine.
Yeah.
Wine is gayest. Yeah.
White wine is so gay.
I'll just take a Riesling, please. Something nice and light.
White wine.
Yeah. The machine at the gym where your legs do this.
Oh, the adductor.
They call it the sus machine.
Yeah.
Classical music or classical any music. Kind of orchestra music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The orchestra.
The theater.
The fine arts. Painting bodies. Body painting at like a sports game. If you go to it as a fan, you paint your chest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or your nipples as basketballs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys saw that.
You turn your entire upper body into a badger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or shaving your chest hair into a shape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was that one guy last night at the College World Series that did that. He shaved like two triangles above his nipples.
Bikini top?
Yeah, they kept interviewing him about it. He's like, no, I just kind of wanted to do it. They're like, did you lose a bet? He's like, no, I thought it was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Says it.
Swimming is kind of gay.
Ooh.
Swimming is a little bit gay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just
the
like
Speedos.
That, yeah, Speedo. Just not even the Speedos, just like swimming. Like the boys are going swimming. Like that's gay.
Yeah.
Putting on suntan lotion's gay.
Putting on suntan lotion.
Yeah. Wearing sunscreen.
That's a fucking great one. Wearing sunscreen.
Yeah.
You think you're tougher than the sun?
Yeah.
Accessories are gay.
Okay.
If you have too many accessories.
Yeah, how many is too many?
Three or four will do the trick.
But that actually is funny because I have one Mexican lucky.
Is that a Kabbalah bracelet?
No, it's some. Some like guy, I bought it from a dude in Mexico.
It's the lucky eye.
Gambling luck, and it hasn't worked.
What about wearing Band-Aids? But not wearing Band-Aids is gay. Because if it's minute enough that a Band-Aid's going to fix it, you're a pussy for wearing a little Band-Aid.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's really fucked up, you're going to have a fucking cast on or a fucking,
a
tarp.
Yeah. Yeah. Aloe vera is gay.
You should die if you're going to get cut.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. A Band-Aid if you can't handle a Band-Aid.
It's somewhere, if you need a Band-Aid, just go all the way and die.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what's
small tattoos are gay.
Oh, yeah.
Little tattoos.
Just
like,
one right here. He's gonna cross. Yeah,
no, probably a guy with like a regular size arm, and just like a small one here, or like, you know what I mean? Like,
you know why he's
little
got
tattoos.
Did he ever tell you the story about why he got a 10-point deer on him?
Why?
So he can attract hunters in the bar.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they can come up to me and then start talking about things. I'm like, oh yeah, my uncle's a hunter. And then next thing you know, I'm getting railed behind the Pizza Hut Domino's combo.
The ambitious crossover.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut Domino's combo.
Crips and the Bloods tying their bandanas together.
Yeah.
How small the tattoo? Like one that's on your finger?
No, just like
What about the ones where you do like this?
Yeah,
in
like
here?
On the side. That's what I'm saying.
No,
on the side
like
of your
finger. I think it's like more like small tattoos in a large area.
What about a thigh tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, like inner thigh.
What's it say?
It's like a fish.
Of what?
Just a fish. What if you have a fish?
Like the fish you used to draw in high school?
A fish named Larry.
A pretty like gorgeous goldfish.
Yeah.
A goldfish is gay. Probably like a brook trout. No.
Now, a trouser trout is also gay.
Yeah.
Well, so back to accessories. I feel like that you're right, but if you go
sunglasses?
Over the top with it, if you have like 9 wristbands, then you're Lenny Kravitz and you're the straightest man of all time.
Yeah, but it depends on the type of accessory. A thin, like the thickness of the bracelet matters. If it's like a bunch of beads and you have like 10 of them, you're gay. Like, you're gay. You know what I mean? It all matters on how you accessorize.
Yeah.
I do Trump.
Conditioning your hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Body lotion.
Equinox is gay.
Yeah, it is.
Equinox is gay as I feel bad for the girls who go in there.
It is.
No one's looking at those pigs.
We were talking to Nick on the way in. He said confidence in general, being like, "Yeah, I feel good about myself.
I look good.
Like my body. Like
I
look
hot.
how I look in these clothes. I look awesome.
Yeah, that's gay.
Because you're looking at yourself and getting turned on.
Mirrors. So that makes mirrors gay.
Mirrors are gay.
Laying your outfit on the bed is gay.
That's making the bed is gay.
Making
the bed is gayer than double penetration.
Uh-huh.
fresh flowers are gay.
Yep.
If you brought flowers in the house, anything scented candles are gay. I can go on for days.
Yeah.
Candles.
I feel like flowers.
Gay stuff everywhere.
Flowers are for everyone. I think flowers are just like.
I had a bouquet yesterday, bro.
Just nice.
No, he did.
I love flowers in the house. I'm also.
We can bleep that, right?
What about little dogs?
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah,
it depends on how you interact with it.
Okay, talking to your little dog?
Talking, like a little, hi, how are you? Like little baby voice, that can make it gay.
To a small, small dog.
Actually, no, I think dogs might be off limits.
Yeah?
To be honest. I don't think little dogs are gay.
Okay.
Unless it's a gay guy holding it. Then the right. dog, very gay.
Right. Giant dogs.
No. Not okay. gay.
Tanning beds?
I've never been in a tanning bed.
I would say like just...
I'm too straight.
Just like laying out.
No, I've never been in a tanning bed. I have a natural, beautiful olive skin,
yeah.
as you see, on display right now.
Just like laying out, anytime a guy lays out somewhere.
Yeah.
So the beach is gay.
If it's in a bed, if it's outside, yeah, the beach is gay. Mm-hmm. Lakes are gay. Water's gay.
Water's gay.
I'm so tickled you're either by like, the... Yeah.
You're either hot tubs gay?
Oh, hot tubs.
Hot tubs were gay.
Like, hot tubs. I was on a bachelor party in Vermont. I was sitting in a hot tub with six of my friends, and we were like, this is kind of gay.
Yeah. yeah.
And I was like, no, we can stay.
Steam room and saunas.
Steam room and saunas. Very good.
Think about water, though. Every time you're around water, you're either like laying out, like displaying your body next to it, or you're like splashing other people with it. You're playing in it. Or you're like just pouring it down your throat.
I just want to.
I'm done with water. I think.
Just want to keep going and just have it be
showering
everything.
At the beach, showering off, of the, rinsing off the sand at the beach,
showering in general.
This microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are flip flops gay? Flip flops
are gay.
Open toed shoes.
Thongs are gay.
Thongs are gay. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
think we
else?
Covered everything. Yeah, this everything. Has been great.
All right.
And yeah. there Shorts, are definitely going to be some people having to like look themselves in the mirror, which will be gay, and be like, "Whoa, I just listened to Part of My Take today and." I gotta reassess.
We're groomers.
Yeah,
you're grooming.
I'm done with
grooming
football.
Is gay.
Yeah, yeah,
we invented grooming.
all right. Well, thank you guys.
Well, thank you for having
out
us
and
again.
About. Subscribe. What do you got coming up after? Is there like a after Pride Month? Is there like a hangover where it's like, well, that was a lot?
Well, we have our live show coming up on July 16th.
Okay.
But to answer your question, yes. What are you laughing at?
I look at Hank. It was after Pride and go,
oh, yeah.
We think
yeah,
Hank's going to fire us after Pride.
Oh!
He called the meeting on July 1st.
July 1st. It's like,
on July 1st.
The day Pride Month ends.
It gets thrown on our schedule. Joey calls me in a panic at 10 at night. He's going, this is it. It's over. We think we're getting let go.
Hank, on July 1st. That'd be so mean.
But you find the tickets on Barstool Sports, live events. It's
going to
be
it?
Me and Joey. It's at Sony Hall in
Sony
New York
Hall.
City.
A cool love venue.
It. Awesome venue.
Right Times Square.
It's going to be
are
a lot
they on
of fun.
Sale?
They're on sale now. Right now.
I love it. Let's That's go. Awesome. Yep. So everyone go out there. It's going to be a great night. Who's special guests?
Not yet.
Possibly you.
Possibly you.
Yeah.
Possibly you.
Think
well,
about
Billy
it.
Football will be handing out paper towels in the men's room. Oh, getting the guy in the bathroom washing your hands for you and giving the paper towel is gay.
That's gay.
Taking a paper towel from a guy in the bathroom is gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Little mints.
The mints from any sort of toiletries are gay.
Yes, yeah. yes.
Titty bags are gay, too. That's the last one.
But we'll see you there. Sony Hall, July 16th.
All right, check it out. Where can they buy it? Live
you can go to barstoolsports.com/events/out-and-about.
What about seatbelts?
Yeah.
Buckling up, safety.
In the back seat.
Mm-hmm. Safety's gay.
Safety's gay. For sure.
All right. Well, thank you, Joey, Pat, Out and About. Check it out. Go to their live show. It's going to be fantastic. You guys, I feel like you guys are a shooting star. Like
thank
not
you.
In that's
you.
Gonna keep shooting.
Stop, thank you.
Because I know shooting stars eventually fade out. But
I don't know if
that was
like a David Spade moment.
Yeah, no, I
deal, yeah.
Well, rocket ship.
You rocket ship. You guys are rocket ship. That's
thank you.
Not the challenger. Not the
up.
Challenger. R.I.P.
Yeah,
Krista McAuliffe share the same last name.
Rocket ships, kind of.
Yeah.
A little bit phallic.
Space travel.
Yeah.
Space travel is gay. One more. Now I'm thinking. Magic. Magic is gay.
Magic's a great
magic
one.
Is yeah. so good. Good.
Good
like
call.
A magician in a restaurant. The ones that like Woo. Throw the bubble up and it like yeah. becomes. That's
rocket
a,
ships.
They are so. Missiles.
Guns.
Missiles.
Yeah.
Guns are pretty gay. It's just like
bullets. Mm-hmm.
You're shooting sperm, basically.
Yeah.
Then I was thinking Navy, and then I'm going ships.
Yeah.
Ships are gay.
Yeah,
oh,
you're on a boat.
About fucking military. It's the gayest thing in the world.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started. I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Okay, let's wrap up with Firefest of the Week. By the way, Monday we have Biz and Wit together in studio with a Mount Rushmore in an interview. And Wednesday, I know people have been asking. I apologize, it's taking a little bit of time. But we had the NBA draft this week. Wednesday, Max Verstappen and Sergio Perez. Awesome interview with them. Hank, Firefest.
Yep. Firefest. Been playing golf. Back on, got the itch again that time of year.
Oh, yeah?
Trying to get a handicap going.
What'd you shoot? Nice catch.
I shot a 53. I went out with our darling Jake Marsh. We played a little match.
53 is not bad.
It's pretty bad. And Jake beat me by like 6 strokes.
So. Wait, 18 holes?
No, 9.
Oh. Mm. Oh. I think you shot a 53 on 18 holes.
But you were probably drunk, right? You were just like casually golfing?
Early in the morning, 7 o'clock.
You really are an executive. Just getting those early golf rounds in.
I know, but like I got to be... I can't be on the course with other executives swinging like that, losing to Jake.
Well, Jake is the best in the office. Is it nice that, like, you know, you've had quite a hot run the last month? Is it nice to know that no matter what, like, Jake is always here to humble you?
Celtics.
No, yeah, I would have preferred that to keep
going.
No, but
you humble
him. I'm down to go back to the way things were.
Yeah, no,
but on the rise up.
Nah, but Jake is, you know, he's just there. Anytime you need humble pie, you can just get a slice at Jake's house.
Yeah, seriously, and he does it with kindness.
Jake. I talked to Jake as well. He said that he thought he played terrible, and he still beat you by 6 strokes. That's what he said. You did say that you played poorly.
I said I played all right. I had some good holes and I had some bad holes.
Yeah. So he beat you by 6 strokes. Nine holes.
Was there any trash talk going back and forth between you guys?
No, I couldn't even. I didn't have a chance. I obviously was ready to. Jake never did.
What was the
conversation? You had some lines ready?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I like to chirp a little bit.
What was the conversation like?
We were playing with a dude from England, a dude from Scotland. Shout out to them. Pleasant conversation.
Yeah. You guys couldn't play just two of you?
No, foursome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Booked the tee time.
Did those guys play well?
No.
Jake beat them all.
No, one of them was. Probably
I think they both shot like 48.
Yeah, so Jake beat them all. That's my boy.
Good job, Jake.
Fuck yes. Just beating strangers off the street.
Those guys flew over here just from Scotland to get their ass kicked by Jake Marsh.
Smoked by Jake.
To have Jake just shove a putter up their asses.
Yeah. They're gonna
go back to the channel.
And, like, how was your trip? It's like, well, it was great, except for this one guy who just fucked us up on the golf course. He brought a friend, though, that was so bad, we thought he'd never played golf before.
No, it was fun. We got to do a group outing soon.
Okay, cool. I'm in.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sure. Just so for us to watch you beat Hank?
No, you foursome.
A gallery.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We'll be the gallery.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do that. We'll do anything you guys want.
Great.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
You're the boss. All right, PFT, your Firefest.
My Firefest, it's kind of a group Firefest, but also for me in particular.
Yeah, that's the move now. You and Big Cat teaming up?
Shut the fuck up, Hank.
Jesus Christ.
My Firefest is I have to look at Hank all day. Hank was downstairs on the second floor all day today, just hovering. Just
you get mad at
around.
Me for not hanging out. And
just
then
hovering around.
Oh, Hank came in today at the usual hour that executives come in at 11:30. And I was up on the third floor, and he thought he saw a ghost. Like, he was like, what are you doing up here? Get out of here. This is my, like, world's colliding. We should go up there and just start mixing it up there to see what Hank's, like, rep is up there.
Claim a desk.
Yeah.
Claim a desk up there. But my actual Firefest, in addition to dealing with Hank, is that I think we're addicted to suspending people.
Mm-hmm.
So we sussied someone, and then we sussied Brooks pending appeal. Today I sussied Avery. Because he's been hanging on to the science fair video for like a week and a half, and he just won't release it. He's hoarding all the footage to himself, so I had to sussy him too. And I just feel like this is one of those
How's
things.
How's he going to release it if you sussied him?
Well, maybe
it's
gone
forever.
Pending appeal. I'll allow him to make an appeal to me.
Appeals are big.
Yeah, but I feel like this is just something that we're going to be doing all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's just suspending people. We're drunk with power.
Oh, yeah.
I can see how Roger Goodell loves it so very deeply.
Yes.
Because I kind of find myself. What's that saying? Like, absolute power corrupts absolutely?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 1,000,000%. I would be the worst king. I would be the mad king.
Yeah.
I would just destroy everyone. So never give me an inch of power because I will abuse it. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we overdo this one until it bites us in the ass.
Yeah.
And then we learn our lesson because it's happening at some point.
Yeah. Mine's similar that, like, so my Firefest is we've had Barcelona this week. I think it's gone very, very well. We're hiring a new colleague. PFT had a vote on Wednesday night. I have to vote tonight, so you're going to know by the time you listen to this. But I've quickly realized that, like, voting on people's future is the worst.
It's not
like,
fun.
I hate so much having to be like, oh, you're funny, you're not funny. Oh, I'm going to give you a dream job. Oh, I'm not. Like, it's just the stress of this week has eaten me alive where I'm having fun, but at night I lay down, I'm like, fuck, am I making the wrong decision? Just making decisions in general sucks.
And even sometimes if it's a guy that you vote for, then they'll end up like getting dementia, falling off a bike.
Right.
And ruining everything. Right. And then you're like, oh shit, what did I do?
Did he have dementia before or did the concussion cause the dementia?
Both.
The concussion on dementias feels like a really bad thing.
Or it might just eliminate the effects of the dementia.
That's true.
Just knock it out of your brain.
Sense, yeah.
Yeah. Knock, there
old
you go.
Old school, like 80s football.
Knock the cobwebs
yeah,
off.
Yeah. He's ready to go now. He's ready to play. Joe Biden's
Joe is
going to
be
play.
Sharp as a tack.
But
playing
yeah,
16 dimensional chess against Putin.
Making decisions sucks. It sucks. It just sucks, sucks, sucks. So, yeah, it's been a great week of Barcelona, but yeah, I'm happy to see it go because I do not take pleasure in like deciding the fate of other people.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's responsibility, but it's like real world impacting people's futures responsibility.
Yeah, like knowing that you are actually could impact someone's like the trajectory of their life is just a terrible feeling to have.
That's why you got to take it not seriously at all and just like write in Sanjaya every time.
Yeah, right. We need a Sanjaya gate. all right, Jake, wrap us up.
Yeah, so another golf fire fest from last week. I was on the third hole. And I couldn't find my sand wedge, left it on the first green, had to turn around, slowed down everything.
Wait, you beat him by 6 strokes without a sand wedge?
No, this was last week.
Okay. What did you beat him last week?
We didn't play last week.
Oh, but you would have?
What'd you shoot last week?
What'd you shoot last week?
95.
What'd you shoot last week, Hank?
About 95.
Wow, so you beat him without... You probably weren't even in a bunker, though.
Yeah.
No, I was in a bunker.
You know who else was in a bunker?
President?
Yeah, sure.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
Something like
he
that.
Nailed it. Yeah. Okay, that is a fire fest.
Yeah, so it was tough. It was like
I just don't ever go back.
You need your sand wedge.
No, I just leave it.
Yeah,
and then I just stop golfing and then don't golf again for 5 years.
If it's enough holes behind, you just say fuck it. Like it belongs to the course now.
Yeah. Yeah. Just slowly whittle it down. I would love to. That would be the best to be one of those golfers that has like golfs with like 3 clubs.
Yeah, I've actually thought about that.
Yeah.
I don't think that I would be significantly worse at golf if I only had a driver, a 7-iron, and a putter.
And on Wii Sports, they have that. That's your only options.
Those three?
It's driver, iron, and putter.
Yeah, that's all that I need.
Yeah.
I don't think I would shave any strokes off my game by incorporating irons 3 through 6.
Why haven't they made a golf club where it's like, you know those weights that you can like put the key in and it's like a 5-pound, then you can make it a 10-pound. Why haven't they made that?
They have.
Interchange the club head.
They have.
They have?
There's one of those
out
there.
It's got to be so bad.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, I want to use that.
It's really bad.
That's all I want.
Just go out there with one club. Yeah.
Just carrying
it's
it.
It's my Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, just switching it. It's just super heavy. Yeah, I'm in for that.
Yeah.
Someone make I don't know, what would the...
I think the problem was it was too...
How do they do it?
It was too heavy. Because you have all those,
yeah.
Like you have to have
you need to be like Kevlar or something.
You have to have a joint in it that like switches the angle, and then you also have to be able to use it as a driver.
No wait, Kevlar's heavy. What is the thing that they use for like kayaks and shit?
Is it the carbon fiber?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. We need carbon fiber clubs all in one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a genius idea.
There's also a wedge in Wii Sports. Correcting myself.
Oh wow, Jake.
Wow.
So you're suspended.
I was gonna get. Like five to 10 tweets being like, you're wrong.
And what would you have done? Your life would have been over.
Yeah.
I'm issuing you a 30-second suspension from the podcast.
Okay.
Pending appeal.
All right, let's go numbers. Appeal.
Granted.
Numbers. Everyone have a great weekend. 31. Someone told me that 31's coming on Friday.
13.
So I'm gonna
say it. 6.
69.
25. This guy was right about 31. 49. No one has hit it in a long time.
Third time.
It's been, it's a real dry spot here for us.
Well, for Hank, he hasn't hit it at all.
Ever?
Nope, I'm a virgin.
Koala fingerprints are so close to humans that they could taint crime scenes. Love you guys.
If young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot. Take me, oh, I need you.
about to say, I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you, shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Needless to say, I want to send it, but I'll be some little way. Spell and learn in the life is okay. Say up to me. It's for better to be safe than sorry. Say up to me. It's for better to be safe than sorry. Turn on.